Everybody keep cool. Everybody keep cool.
Stay cool. Stay cool.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
You know, I really better.
Welcome, everybody, to the debut of Who Wants to Be a Spiewak?
That's right.
Who Wants to Be a Spiewak?
How are you guys doing?
Final answer? Millionaire.
Final answer?
Yeah. I want to be a Spiewak.
That's tedious. I have to call my brother-in-law in Boston to find out what's going on.
You have three lifelines, a 50-50, audience challenge, and call a relative.
Is it Baghdad? Does the show suck?
Who Wants to Be a Spiewak? Who wants to waste 7.5 hours?
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Heffernan. And all the ships at sea, recently energized by 4 scoops of any dream and a dozen cookies, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, better jazz now, man.
Hey, come on, man, let's go. Let's go. Let's go on a shopping spree.
Robbie, give me my 3 attacks, please. Hello, Fred. Thank you for listening. Coast to coast, still nationwide, and still via the Westwood Fun Network, darling. Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, right here. That's why every day we insist you refer to it as your cotton-picking Don and Mike show.
Now, the racquetball court has been reserved.
We are broadcasting today, as every day, from Sinkhole Number 1, WJFK in Washington, D.C., feeling energized.
Oh, yes.
Because we work for Ken Stevens. How come Elvis is dead and Ken is alive?
Now, these are the mysteries of life.
He's the general manager, many hitting a skin tag, 6-car garage, etc. Jeremy Coleman, the gerbil program director, and the ball as we speak underneath his desk up on the executive floor. Big Daddy Mel ruling the world from New York City, and our agent Junior Soprano. Soccer moms, please take Junior and Missy and move them way to the back of your minivan, because look at that. I have just whipped this thing out.
It's got dollar signs all over it.
Who wants to be in my pants? Now, the perfectly excused big guy makes Ben Benders.
Right.
Here he is, to my left and to your right, radio's Guy Swinger, atheist Burnley Elston, 97%, buddy. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi, everybody. Okay, today is Tuesday, and it's the 17th of August.
Is that your final answer?
And the phone number is 1-877-365-3636. Or you could call 1-877-365-DMDM. I'm not crazy about that.
No.
Or you could call Up Pen Ken Doe. Or you could call Up Re OK Doe 6. Or you could call UPS Fold Me 6. Or you could call Up Re Old Men. Or you could call UPS Doe Len Doe. Or you could call Us Re OK Dodo.
And now that
Us Re OK Dodo.
Or you could call Up Pen Leo Doe. Or you could call Up Sen Leo Doe. Or you could call UPS Dole Man. Or you could call Us Pen Lend 6. Or you could call Us Re Old Me 6.
Do you know something? I believe I've gotten the point.
Okay. Really? I spent a whole half hour on the internet, Mike.
Good job.
Just indulge me for a second. Or you could call Us Sen Lend 6. UPS Dole Lendo. Us Sen Lendo. Up Re OK Dodo. Up Re OK Faux 6. So many different wacky combinations.
How many you got on there? How many combos?
About 50.
50 combos, my God.
About 50. And if you add an extra number on the end,
yes.
You know, a lot of times businesses
right.
do that.
Right,
even
right.
though there's not an extra letter on the end, they do it just so
sure.
it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Then you could have UPS Fold Odor.
Mm-hmm.
UPS Fold Mend, UPS Dole Menu, UPS Re Old Odor, US Re Old Neon, UPS Fold Mend, UPS Dole Neon, Up Re Old Memo, Up Re Old Neon, and here's what I love. Just call us at Us Re OK Enema. Of course, we added an extra A on the end of
it. Sure, add the A to make it an enema.
But you get the you get the picture.
Sure, what, there a website there that helped you with that? Or
yes,
what?
There's a website that you can go to, and you just key in the phone number,
right,
and it gives you different combinations of all the different words
cool.
that you could get for your wacky telephone number.
That is pretty cool.
So the one I think we'll go with is, let me find the one that had Dodo. Us-re-okay-dodo.
That sounds to... That rolls off the tongue. Us-re-okay-dodo. You can call Don and Mike anytime at us-re-okay-dodo.
If you insist on doing it phonetically with the letters, that's what it is. Us-re-okay-dodo.
Us-re-okay-dodo.
That is the new telephone number.
Sounds like the right number.
Hello, you are calling us-re-okay-dodo. Hello? And I hear our show there in the background.
Confused.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
It sounds like they're talking like Furbies.
Okay, you're talking to us. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
When you say those letter combinations, it sounds like Furbies.
Us-re-okay-dodo.
You called the number, lady. You called us-re-okay-dodo. Robbie, get Dude Walker back on the line and get me one of those tapes that says us-re-okay-dodo.
Us-re-okay-dodo.
Dodo.
Dodo.
Dodo. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
How are you today?
Fine.
Have a great day, Don and Mike.
All right, thank you. Thanks for calling us, Re-Okay-Dodo.
Does anyone just feel the energy sucked out of the show for a moment?
Yes, gotcha. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, is this UPS pulled me sick?
Yes, also known as us, Re-Okay-Dodo. Also known as up, pen, Leo, do.
Leo, do.
Leo, do.
Leo, do.
Also known as UPS, do, Leo, do. This is not why the internet was invented.
No.
You know, when Al Gore originally invented the internet.
That's right.
He never imagined that this would be all his brain power.
No way.
Going for us, Re-Okay Dodo.
Us, Re-Okay Dodo.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, what's up, buddy?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, did you guys get a load of that Regis show last night?
I did, and I thought it sucked.
Ooh. That is about a waste of airtime that I've ever saw in my life.
I love game shows. I love all game shows. I really do. I love watching game shows. That is the most tedious exercise in pathetic game show lore you have ever seen.
Wants to be a millionaire.
Is that your final answer? Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to have to, because I don't know that Baghdad is the capital of Iraq.
I need to call my brother, Timmy.
I had to call my brother-in-law.
That's so lame. All right, this is Rich and Chico. I'm signing off.
Thank you, Rich.
It was so horrible.
I feel out of the loop because normally I'm all things TV, but I forgot to watch the show last night.
I was so disappointed because I was almost going to call you at the end of the show just to say, was that the worst thing you've ever seen? It was so... The big problem is all game shows should move at a fairly quick pace. That's the whole thing.
Jeopardy.
Jeopardy, you know, say what you will about Jeopardy, moves at a very fast pace. Wheel of Fortune, you know, moves at a decent pace. It's got its system. But the thing is with this show, it was so... Not only do they get to have these lifelines where they can call a family member or they can get a 50-50 choice or they can poll the audience for a very simple, stupid question.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
At the end of all that, when they finally... And they give... I guess they give the contestants unlimited time to hem and haw to make a decision, including that obese lady who was sitting there last night saying, oh, I'm not sure. Oh, what should I? I'll say Baghdad.
There's no time limit?
No. There doesn't seem to be. No. And then I'll say Baghdad, and then after all that, she's called her brother to get that answer. She finally decides she's going to go with it. Is that your final answer? It's like, shut up! What is the result?
Yeah, he says, fine. He asks every time if it's the final answer.
Oh, it sucks.
And a sneaking suspicion that Regis is really not capable because, at the end of any game show, it says, it's best like on the Match Game, portions not affecting the outcome have been edited from this program.
Right.
The disclaimer last night, I taped it because I didn't get home in time, so I'm reading.
You know, I wish we had that luxury on this show.
Portions not affecting the outcome of this show.
If we didn't like something, we could go back and redo it. But Don, that would be impossible because every show is perfect.
Mm-hmm. I guess you're right, Mike.
Thank you. And incidentally, today's ratings are in. Thus far, we've only been on the air 10 minutes.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Perfect job, Mike.
Same to you, Don.
Perfect job.
Great job.
Congratulations, boys.
Thank you.
Call us at us-re-okay-dodo.
But at the end, the disclaimer read, portions not affecting tonight's game have been... edited and or recreated.
Yeah, I'm sure there are a couple of moments. It is a very tightly edited show. There are moments when Regis had cranial cramp where they had to come back in.
Can I take that again, please?
This music is driving me crazy.
Yeah, just little bits of Regis sneaking through there just frightening and don't belong.
Yeah, but the total last night, you know, on the $1 million show was $8,000. That's
right.
When they said, we're out of time. You'll have to come back to see if she'll be a millionaire.
Who wants to be a disappointment?
Oh,
I can't believe I forgot to watch that.
It was so awful. I mean, it really and it wasn't awful because Regis was screwing up. It was awful because the game moved so slow. You like to really get the results of something like this, but I need a lifeline. And then, they go to the audience, and, you see the audience.
No wonder the show was a huge hit in Britain, right?
One of the things, what is a trawler? What type of transportation is a trawler? Is it a boat, a plane, a train, or a car? Now, a trawler, I think most people know, is a boat.
Right.
And so they go to the audience, and
you just ruined it for me. I was really thinking about that. Maybe I should call my brother Jim and ask him what he thinks. If he's not busy having my mom arrested today.
So they go to the audience, they have this poll, and the audience is, kind of divided on this thing, and it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. It sucked. It did. It's so totally, totally sucked.
I can't believe I didn't watch it. Instead, I watched the Karen Carpenter Real Hollywood Story. Well, you'll get to come back tonight and see if it sucks as bad. And when I was watching the Karen Carpenter story last night, I guess that the Carpenter's estate, or which one of them is still alive? Richard Carpenter's still alive. I guess he didn't cooperate with the special.
John is still alive.
Because they didn't give a lot of footage of the Carpenters to use in the story.
Right.
So a lot of it was that reenactment stuff.
Norm is still alive.
Who is Norm Carpenter?
Oh, it's Norm Abrams from This Old House.
What was it, Carpenter? Oh, Carpenter. Oh, right. Shut up. I just threw a pen at you.
The guy's done all the grunt work. Yeah. He's a very skilled carpenter.
I got it. Okay, I'm with you. Okay.
Tremendously skilled carpenter.
Yeah, it's been a long time since you made me throw a pencil at you. Congratulations, Mike.
Thank you.
See what you made me do? Now look at you. See how you make me hurt you?
Hey, Bob, we're going to make some cabinets today.
I'm Bob Vila. I'll be doing nothing while Norm is up on the roof. Have you seen the commercial for Bob Vila for non-alcoholic beer?
No, I have not.
Where it's Bob Vila at a karaoke bar?
Bob Vila is somebody who's like a poster child for needing alcohol.
Bob Vila. He's singing a song about redoing your house.
Right.
Yeah.
He's singing?
Oh. He's singing.
Oh, my God.
Wow. It's one of those awful chorus commercials.
They let Norm now on the This Old House Classics. I think they run them on HGTV.
Right.
They're on the weekend Sundays, and they let Norm do some of the promos. They do a lot of the setups, and they shouldn't do that. They really should. They always shoot Norm from a side angle, because I think Norm has the vish teeth.
He's got his own show.
He's got his own little cabinetry show.
Right. The Yankee Woodshop or something like that.
Where he makes cabinets.
He's got vish fingers, man. He has Scott the Dwarf-like fingers, if you've ever seen a real close-up of his hands.
Absolutely. And I'm very fortunate that he's got all of those fingers, too.
You know a commercial I hate, a course commercial I hate more than the Bob Vila commercial? Have you seen the commercials with John Elway? It's not so much John Elway, is it? Is Dan Patrick sucking his ass?
Yeah, talking about John Elway and what do you expect me to drink? I never gave it a thought, a-hole.
I don't even get mad at that. I mean, that's fine for John Elway. Do your ad for the beer commercial. But Dan Patrick, it's like 30 seconds of Dan Patrick saying, he's the greatest football player ever. He did everything. He threw for everything.
Right.
Who is he? He's the man whose left gonad I'm sucking on right now.
Oh,
Mr. John Elway. I don't know how he could have any respect for himself.
I hate that.
Dan Patrick, I mean, not John Elway.
There should be really almost legislation that all beer commercials, no matter good or bad, but they should all be humorous. They should not be serious. I don't think making a serious, like when you have August Busch come out and talk about his family, It's not good. It's not America.
It's some goddamn PC thing that around the time when those commercials were really funny, when you had John Madden bursting through walls and stuff.
Classic.
It was around that time that John Madden started to get some bad PR.
Right.
Because people said, hey, John Madden shouldn't be endorsing drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, the beer commercials have gone down, down, down in quality. It's not funny anymore.
That's right. They should all at least strive to be funny and no more serious beer commercials. I think serious beer commercials are an incredible waste of time, almost as much as Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
I will tell you now, though.
Oh, we have more calls. Hold on a second. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, is this Who Wants to Be an Us Three OK Dodo?
Right on. Hello, sir.
Yeah, I wanted to see if you knew the name of the other show that gave away $1 million one time.
The other show that gave away $1 million.
Show, there was another game show one time that gave away $1 million.
I mean, was it a classic game show, or was it like a contrived move?
Who was the host?
Jim Dating Game Lang.
Jim Lang, I have no idea. Brains? You got,
you
got an idea on this one?
I remember the show. It was an afternoon show on
What was
NBC.
It? What was it?
$1 million chance of a lifetime.
It was just, yeah.
How long was it on? 5 minutes?
Probably.
All right.
How long Regis' show is going to be on, right?
Hello, Don and Mike's show. Hello.
Hello?
Hello there.
Don and Mike?
Right on.
Hey,
Did you catch the E! True Hollywood Story on Hervé Villechaize's tattoo from Fantasy Island?
No, but when I was watching the Karen Carpenter one last night, they were promoting that, and I really wanted to see it because they had, like, baby pictures of Hervé Villechaize. And when he was a little kid, when he looked virtually the same as he does now.
Yes. It was excellent. It has a lot. There's a lot of footage of him with his shirt off doing karate.
Oh,
and
oh,
he was also
would...
into firearms.
That I would love to see. And there I bet you have a lot of real footage of the real guy. Unlike the Karen Carpenter story, which is just so cheesy. And every 2 seconds, reenactment. Whenever they had somebody puking.
Oh, they had a reenactment of it.
And they had the grainy camera where you would see these bony hands open up bottles of laxatives.
Oh, no.
And it would all be it's total recreation.
Is Peter Graves doing the narration?
No, it's on the E. That E exclamation point is the worst channel.
For love of vomiting.
And Steve Kometko doing the explanation.
Hi, this is Steve Kometko, everybody. I'll tell you what I was going to say a moment ago. Thank you, my friend.
Yes, thank you.
We were talking about the PC beer commercials.
Yes.
This is the worst PC thing I've ever heard in my life. I read this today in the newspaper. That in San Francisco, where all such crazy ideas start,
right,
there's a group of people out there upset. Now, you would think there's more important things in the world to get pissed off about than this.
Mm-hmm.
They're concerned that people who own dogs, like when you go to license your dog and stuff, you write down that you're the dog owner.
Right.
They want Congress to start legislation because that's not right. Because you're not the dog's owner. Because the dog has more rights than that. You're the dog's caretaker.
Guardian, I think.
And they said, blacks have rights, gays have rights, women's have rights, minorities have rights. It's time for dogs to have rights.
I got your dog's rights right here.
When they learn to stop taking BMs in my living room, that's when I'll give my dog some rights.
You are the owner. You are. They are totally dependent upon you.
I'm not just the owner, Mike. I'm the slave owner.
Right.
Right? I'm the slave owner, and those dogs are my slaves, and that's the way I want to keep it. I treat them good and everything.
Good. No, I mean, that's the difference between animals and human beings. Mm-hmm. You own animals.
Oh, I got pissed when I read that in the newspaper. These are people with just, I guess, no time on their hands.
You know, if you are not going to the pound, in many cases you're going to a dog breeder, and you are writing a check for that animal, which means you own that animal.
You're the owner.
And
you bought
it. I spent a lot of money on both my dogs, and I'll tell you right now, I am the dog's owner, and the dog still sticks his head, you know, halfway down my garbage, you know, and I hear this rustling, and I look in the, and, you know, and I see a chewed on diaper in the morning. I know that it's neither Laura or myself that have been, like, eating the diaper at night.
I'm thinking of changing my dog's names now.
Yes?
Give them all slave names.
Oh, God.
You know, like on Roots. I'm thinking about changing Colonel Kling's name to Kunta Kinte.
just to drive home a point.
Just so I can make the statement that I'm the owner, they're the animals.
Yes.
Please. And these people, like I said, they put millions of dollars into a campaign now to get the public aware of this. And they're all going to be riding bicycles. Of course, all the nuts ride bicycles. They can't get in a car or get an airplane. They're going to ride bicycles with their dogs from San Francisco to D.C. to get Congress to sign this legislation.
Caretaker.
Right.
Guardian is the word they want to
Guardian?
Use. Guardian. They want the people to be guardians.
Legal guardians.
Right.
Listen, dogs can only see in black and white.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you say to a dog sounds like this to the dog. Please. It's a good relationship we have right now. They can't handle having rights like real humans do.
That's right. And I've met many human beings that you know walk around with like a whole bunch of snot across their forehead.
No.
You know, not really any means. Well, Rob, I know
Rob.
You. Yes.
Hello, Robbie.
Okay. No means of getting it off.
This really pissed me off. This is one of those PC things that just drove me crazy. And they're equating it to like women getting the right to vote.
Oh, that's sick.
Right, and sick. Equal opportunity and all that
that's
other
sick.
Stuff. Right. What? Hello there.
Hi.
Oh, you're saying it. Did I hear you squeal? Did I hear you squeal? It's not sick before we were done talking.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Honey, it's very sick. Thank you for calling us Re-Okay Dodo.
No, I just wanted to call. I have no reason for calling, actually.
Oh.
Except to say that I almost quit my job just so I could listen to you guys.
Well, that's very nice.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to get us into a nice little debate about this when you said it's not sick.
Well, it isn't sick.
Ah, so you maybe
that women
have
can vote? Is that what she said?
No. She's a woman who should not be allowed to vote.
Absolutely.
I say take her vote back.
Try listening.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Yeah, Donna, Mike, Buzz, Robbie, the whole gang. Hey, listen, Bobby. Out here, they're so freaky. The guy who's the head of the SPCA for San Francisco has little miniature hotel rooms. No lie. They put a little TV in there, and they each have, like, their own little couch. So when they're going to be adopted, they're more apt to be a good dog. And when you see these little rooms that they have for them, they've been in some of the local papers out here. You swear it's like a little miniature motel for these dogs.
And like I said, everything that's crazy starts in San Francisco.
Right.
I saw an article related to this that was talking about the same guy, the head of the SPCA or whatever this group is. They're all for animals. Where they did a side-by-side comparison of the homeless shelters for humans in San Francisco and the homeless shelter for dogs. And the dogs, like this guy says, they got little beds, they eat hot dogs, they get TVs turned on. Meanwhile, homeless people are sleeping on the ground.
Like a big room with cots, right?
Right.
Sure.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Hey, I would stay in one of these rooms, I mean, if they had a good deal on them. Goddamn, they're nice. I mean, it's a joke, these little bedwetting liberal guys, that this guy's doing this. It's a joke.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Hold on.
I fancy myself as a liberal. Don't stick those people on me, please.
Here is my liberal bedwetting wife. Hello, honey. Yes.
You know that Bart and I will be bicycling with our friends, our dogs.
Right, the dogs that we own.
No, we don't own them. If we don't own them. They could run off whenever they wanted to. They live with us because they got a good there. But
No. They live with me because I have a fence where they cannot get out, and my dog would run away if he could.
Yeah, honey, listen, please. You tell me you tell me we don't own them, and you put that inhuman electric fence collar on our nice dog Kunta Kinte.
We don't own them. I take him off, and I take him off the leash all the time. He comes to me out of choice. He could eat me if he wanted.
Honey, I'm changing his name from Colonel Kling to Kunta Kinte.
you don't own them any more than you own me.
I own that dog. I own you. I own you, baby. Well, you're my property.
We stay with you out of pity. The dog's in us. We've all discussed it.
Did you buy your dog?
Yes, of course we did, Mike.
Okay, then you own it.
No, I didn't. I paid to register. No.
Hold on. You bought Clink and you bought Max.
I have the papers on him, but you cannot own a living creature.
No, but you bought him. But you did. But honey, you did. Because you went to a breeder and you paid money for them.
I still don't think
those dogs,
own them.
Listen, I love those dogs, but please. They don't have any rights. Those dogs are property, just like my couch.
Yeah.
Just like my television set.
You purchased it.
Just like my satellite dish.
You wrote a check for the dog.
You could throw away your television set or your couch.
I could throw away my dog if I wanted to.
Oh, God.
You couldn't hurt them.
I could. I don't want to, but I could. And I could throw them away. I could throw you away if I felt like it.
I can't hear you, boo-boo.
I said I could throw you away if I felt like it. I didn't think you'd kill me.
All right. When you have a... Okay, maybe you do own them. So when we revolt tonight, you'll know why.
What?
I said, when we revolt, when you are murdered in your sleep by your loving family and
honey,
your dogs...
Oh, honey, hold on a second.
This is getting very ugly.
Listen. Who loves those dogs more than me? Nobody. As a matter of fact, how many times do I hear this complaint when my wife comes to bed at night that I'm talking so nice to the dogs and that when she comes in the room, you know, she gets no sweet talk because I've wasted all my sweet talk on the dogs. I love the dogs, but let's be honest, they're animals. They're animals. Why?
They are animals, but you can't own them because they could run away if they wanted
to. Honey, we own them. They're our property.
All animals could run away if they weren't, like, restrained.
Honey, we are.
Your TV and your couch can't run away.
We are dog owners. We're not caretakers.
No,
we're dog owners.
Inanimate objects you can own. Inanimate objects don't have any
You own anything that you pay for.
Why can't you just be on my side in anything?
The dog.
Why can't you just be on my side? I just can't be a good wife. Be a good obedient wife.
No, and I've told you, we're having a New Year's Eve party with dogs invited because in the next millennium, dogs are going to be, animals are going to be treated better than the next millennium.
If you didn't own the dogs and you're saying they could wander away, that would mean you would never, like, acquire a dog. A dog would simply one day wander into your yard and then you would become its caretaker.
Honey, you bought the dog.
No, just like a child. A child could run away if it wanted.
And you could buy a child if you wanted to on the black market. Mm-hmm. Then you would own the child.
And when a child is too young to understand, restrain it.
Honey, listen, please.
Own the child.
Please, you're making yourself out to be one of these kooks.
Well,
you really are.
I just...
You're a very bright woman, but right now you're unraveling, honey. They're animals. If we were hungry, we'd eat them.
They are animals. They have feelings. They are sentient beings.
I love those dogs, but I own those dogs.
No,
I'm the master.
No, they're not yours to do as you wish. You couldn't leave them in your car on a hot day. You'd be cited for it.
Yeah, but if your dog takes a bite out of some neighbor's leg, what do the police say? Where's the owner?
Right.
Who's the owner?
Well, just because somebody else calls it an owner.
Honey, everybody does.
It makes it so.
Everybody does.
Well,
listen. When dogs drive.
Not everybody.
And,
not me and the bicycle.
Honey, when dogs drive and vote and. You know, run radio stations and stuff and go out and are functioning member society, then I will give them the right.
You don't own children and they can't do all that.
And caretakers are people that look after other people's houses that own the house.
Guardians. Buzz is on my side because we've talked about our animals before.
Buzz is a fruit when it comes to this.
I'm crazy as a loon.
Yeah, right. Buzz is not responsible in this.
Do you believe in this? Do you believe? Where do you line up on this, Buzz?
Well,
of course he does.
I don't like arguments over semantics, and I think that's really what it gets down to. I think we should treat animals better than we do, generally, but I think... Do you own your cats, Buzz?
I didn't buy them.
Do you own them or not?
If
the police
come
on,
yes.
Come on, Buzz. Just yes or no. Do you own your cat?
You're a cop. You're at my door.
Do
yes.
You own them or
yes. Did you hear that, honey? Say it louder, please.
If you're a cop and you're at my door, my answer
is
yes.
Not a cop. If you're in your heart, to you, are you their owner
in my
or
heart,
their guardian?
In my heart, I'm their guardian.
There you go.
Well, listen. Why is this such a big deal? I love my dogs. I love them very much. But let's be honest. I'm the human and they're the animal. I own them. Honey, you could get the same stupid argument for your plants. Your plants are living things.
Well, that...
Should your plants have rights?
I'll keep my plant opinions to myself because then I do kind of go off the deep end.
Do you talk to your plants?
But I do talk to our plants. Good. I mean, our plants aren't being...
Do you own our plants? Or do they have rights, too?
You know what? I can't... No. I mean, our plants... I wouldn't purposely kill a plant.
But do they have rights? Are you the plant's owners or are you the caretakers for the plant?
Guardians.
I don't know. I need one of the plants. I'll have to give you a ruling on that one tomorrow.
I really think the most important thing is the way the dog would feel. If we're talking about that, are we agreed that the most important thing is the way the pet feels?
Okay.
Pet
all right.
And the pet could care less.
The
dog has no idea if he's if he's a slave or if he's a citizen.
Yeah. Semantic.
Dogs could care less whether you are called owner or guardian.
Dogs just want to eat each other's poop and smell each other's butts.
No, it's just a word that a dog doesn't understand, so he doesn't care.
Right,
but
so
I don't think you can be owner of anything with free will.
Honey,
but dogs don't have free will.
Yes, they do.
How can you say our dogs have free will when you installed the electric fence not only in our yard, but in our house, meaning if a dog walk into the rooms where you have your nice furniture, they get electronically shocked.
I know many a dog who totally ignored an electric fence.
Honey, just
burst through.
Answer the question.
You know what? I put the electric fence up for the dog's safety so they don't run into the street and get run over.
That is right, because you're the owner.
Then why did you put it in
our
house?
I didn't put an electric fence for Bart, but I did other, you know, restraining
this
devices.
Is why it's awful living in my
house.
I would
say you
didn't have these discussions all the time.
You didn't do it because you wanted the dogs. You wanted the dogs to stay in there because you wanted to protect the dogs. You wanted to keep the dogs because you like having the dogs around. You like owning
them.
I love the dogs.
Honey, wait. You said you put the electric collar on the dogs so that they don't run into the street and then kill themselves.
Right.
Well, why did you put the electric collar in the house then? Why did you put it so the dogs can't go in the living room?
No.
So the dogs can't go in the basement?
To protect the cat because...
You got an answer for everything. Listen.
The answer because they're true answers.
I need another slave name, please, because I need that name to change my dog Max's name.
Rob Spiewak.
The only slave that I know off the top of my head is Kunta Kinte. Who's another one from
Rob? The Wind had Big Sam and Mammy.
Thanks for the help, Rob. Let's be a little careful here, okay, guys?
Also, all right,
also from Ruth,
Chicken George was one
exactly.
from Ruth.
Exactly. Okay. I like that. That's better than Mandy.
Okay.
Chicken George.
Okay. Listen, I'm just
nobody's helping out now. Good.
I'm just making a political statement.
I understand you are.
That's why I want to give my dog slave names because I'm the owner.
Good for you. You go ahead and do that.
I'm the owner.
All right.
The dogs probably think of you as their slave, and that would be more accurate because we feed them, we take them to the doctors, we serve them. They probably think of us as their servants.
All right, honey. Love you.
All right, love you, kid.
Love you. See you.
Goodbye.
You know what I gotta do? I just gotta take every radio out of my house. I really do. Sometimes when she calls in, just really sets me off, man. Really does.
Well, she's very good at arguing.
She loves arguing.
She will go to the end, and I know you're no slouch in that department either.
No, but you know, even I got a point where I finally say, okay, enough.
Will she go to the death? She will fight to the death.
I guarantee you tonight when I get home, this argument will be picked up at 7:35 as soon as I walk through the door tonight. I guarantee. Listen. I don't care what my wife says. That's a stupid rule. That's a stupid, stupid rule.
Are they winning out there in San Francisco? Are they winning this?
They've got all kinds of support.
Oh, dear.
All kinds of support.
That's a shame.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Hi there.
What's going on?
Hey.
I was wondering if you heard about ABC offering the WWF so many millions of dollars to change their time slot on Monday night so it wouldn't conflict with Monday Night Football.
No. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks.
Sorry, don't know anything about that.
I'm still thinking about dogs right now.
Me too.
It takes a while to wind down after that.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio God.
Hi there.
Only somebody from California could drag a dog across country and then say the dog has rights.
Yeah, really, exactly. If those dogs had their druthers, they wouldn't be going across country.
Right, they'd be sniffing other dogs' butts and eating poop.
Absolutely.
But I tell you, if the neighbor said that my dog bit him and the sheriff came over, I'd say, nope, that's not my dog. He has his own free will.
Hello there, Don and Mike.
You know, if they do succeed, I just realized it does open up an entire legal quagmire. It really does, because you could, if you ever had a problem with your dog, now why are you shaking your head?
No, because you would still be the dog's guardian, just as you would be the guardian of a child.
Yes, but a guardian
just as you would be responsible for the child's actions.
Yes, but it's just like, when there's an adolescent, many times you don't prosecute the parents when the kid blows away the school.
That's changing.
It's changing, but it's still the law that it's not true.
The child's owner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the dog's owner.
Same thing with the dog. If you're the guardian, hey, I'm not responsible for what my kid did. You know, put the dog down. I'm not responsible. I cannot be prosecuted.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, Radio God.
Put the dog down.
Put the dog down.
Put the dog down.
Put the dog down.
How you doing?
Such an old man saying, we're going to have to put the dog down.
Put the dog down.
We're going to have to old yeller that dog.
Hey, the dog bit the neighbors. We're going to have to put him down.
Put
him
down. Hello there, sir.
Hello, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
I agree with you totally. The only way I'd accept having a dog as a guardian is if I can claim him on my tax return and claim like $5,000 for rent.
Another fantastic point. I think that's another benefit.
Valid point. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Hey, fine, my friend.
I have 2 points on what your wife made.
What?
First of all, if she says the dogs have free will, correct? If they want to run the street, that's their decision. Let them run the street. Let them get hit by a car.
My wife was wrong about a million things in that discussion.
And the other point is, my parents own a kennel. We sell dogs. We own dogs. When a dog gets a job, buys its own food, cleans its own mess, bathes itself, and it can have rights.
Now, I would say that the answer to that argument, even though I am firmly on the side of ownership, I will tell you that the counter to that argument is very easy. You would say dogs, really, in a natural environment, could fend for themselves at a certain point.
Right, there are many dogs drive a car.
There are many. I'm just talking about like going out and eating squirrels and stuff like that.
I know.
You know, many wild dogs in America that just run in packs and they live on garbage.
Not my dogs. My dogs are so domesticated, so spoiled. My dogs couldn't eat outside without a knife and a fork.
I'm
serious.
Linen tablecloth.
Only table food.
And a waiter.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Radio God.
Hi there.
Hi, it's a Pat from York.
Yes, Pat.
I got a little twist in it. It doesn't have anything to do with dogs, but it's a twist on the animal rights story. There was an article in the paper up here in York it might have been a year ago or so, where they were complaining about animal rights for animals that were about to be butchered. Well, that's the way the story started out anyways, and it seemed that it was standard animal rights story. As you read further down into the article, the reason they wanted more humane butchering was because the meat was tough, because the animals were stressed before they were butchered and would make the meat tough.
Mm-hmm. I'm all for that.
Isn't that?
I'm all for tender meat.
A very strange twist.
Mm-hmm. I'm all for very tender meat.
I was reading something about in the post today about goose liver. Like right. What they do for foie gras? It's terrible.
Really?
Yeah.
What do they do?
They like jam this cornmeal mixture down the goose's throat using a pipe. Using a pipe.
It makes it taste better, man.
It enlarges their. But yeah, I mean, you'd hate foie gras, wouldn't you?
Ooh, I don't know.
Goose liver?
I don't know.
Okay.
Put a sauce on it, it might be okay.
Ketchup?
Yeah. I don't know. You know, my wife is such a nut, though, about that stuff. You know, sometimes my wife, when we're driving down the road, especially when we go to the Eastern Shore, when we see all those chickens in the back of a truck,
right?
My wife will then, she actually start crying when we're driving down the road, and she'll say, "We can't ever eat chicken again." I said, "What are you talking about?" She goes, "Chicken." She really starts bawling and stuff.
Part of life.
Yeah. You know,
part of reality.
I said, that's what they're here for.
When Carrie was out of town last time, she was stuck behind a pig truck for a while, and she came home and she said, "I'll never eat pork again." I said, "That's all right. Keep buying it. It'll get it." So, but that's, you know, it's the same thing.
Girls.
Pork,
right.
So.
Try it, silly girls. It's very sad when they have to put those pigs down.
Silly girls. Hey, we got to eat, man. We walk on 2 feet. We walk erect.
Right.
We drive cars. Mm-hmm. We figure out situations, man.
We have farmed off.
We're the eaters.
We farmed off all of our nasty business of that kind to packing houses and slaughterhouses. And we don't see it. You know, in the old days, you had to, you know, rip the head off the animals and skin it and eat it right there.
I love eating animals. Damn, I love it.
South Korea, of course, they eat dogs. In fact, right now, the lawmakers there are debating whether or not to re-legalize the eating of dogs in South Korea.
Sounds good, Buzz. I'd love a poodle sandwich.
Yeah, it had to be a poodle.
There's
didn't
enough. Well, sorry about that, Mike. Hold on, one more call. Let's go to a guy. Here's a guy in San Francisco right now. Hello, Rack.
Yeah, hey, Don and Mike, how you doing today?
Hello, Rack.
Yeah, I'm a 32-dog-year-old Labrador, and really the whole crux behind this thing isn't so much, you know,
what did you just say? Hold it. What did you say? What did it mean? What was your joke? Explain your joke.
Is that he's going to pretend he's a dog.
It's the whole leash law thing now. So now the Rex, you know...
Wait, hold on.
Rex. It can determine whether or not
Rex
to be on a leash now,
Rex,
I guess, right? Because I don't have enough dogs acting in my front yard as it is.
I don't know what Rex's point was. I'm sorry. I had to cut him off.
Rex didn't want to listen.
I had to cut him off.
I didn't understand that whole thing. I'm a 32-year-old Doberman Pinscher or whatever the hell he was.
I think
he was on your side, though.
I don't know.
It doesn't matter when you're not, you know, making your points clearly in this forum.
Right. On this stage in this fine city.
Bully pulpit with our powdered wigs.
Oh, would I die for a Cocker Spaniel on rye right now? It'd be so good with some Gouldens mustard.
Do dogs... I mean... Has anyone ever eaten dog?
I haven't.
I mean, obviously...
I bet you've eaten a few dogs in your life, Mike.
Bada-bing! I mean, in Asian cultures, they eat dog.
Yes. Yes, they do.
So it must have some property that maybe makes it a delicacy.
People must like it. In South Korea, the people believe that it not only makes you healthier, but that it increases a man's sexual prowess.
Give
me a plate of dachshunds.
like oysters.
Oh, that's tasty.
Mm-hmm.
With some A1 sauce, please.
You know, we were eating crabs.
Spicy A1 sauce with Tabasco makes anything better. Really does. You ever had spicy A1?
Yes, we were eating crabs the other night, and I was ripping them apart. And actually, you know, you're taking the lungs off, and you're breaking the crab in two. You're taking off its little leg. And at one point, I was diving into this crab claw, and I looked at one of the steamed crabs and that little black eye that they have in the front.
Uh-huh.
I swear to God, it was looking right at me. And the whole, you know, just for a moment, I entertained the thought, you know, here it is. Here's a living creature. We're ripping it apart, and it's just kind of like...
Still ate it, though, right?
Oh, chowed them down.
Did you eat the eye?
No. The eye doesn't taste good. Makes it taste good.
Put some A1 on that eye. Make that eye mighty tasty. That's a good eye.
Ooh, that A1 sauce on crab.
Ooh. That's a good eye.
I use A1 on shrimp.
I used A1 the other night. My wife got so mad during dinner when she called me Jethro. Because I put a little A1 on my steak, and then we were having corn on the cob.
Right.
I just dabbed a little of corn on the cob in the A1.
I bet you were regular.
And then I put a little A1 on my broccoli.
Right.
And at that point, she hadn't said anything yet until my son reached for the A1. And she said, "What are you doing?" He says, I want to put it on my corn and on my broccoli like Dad did. And then
my wife went through the ceiling.
Really? And she called me a redneck and called me Jesso Clampett and said,
you know that shrimp dish that we ate down in New Orleans, Louisiana?
Mm-hmm.
Remember Louise?
A1's good.
Very good.
Love A1. Robbie, go get me a big glass of A1. Right now. I'd love it. You want to take one more call on this?
Why not?
Are you getting bored of this? Let's take one more. One more. Here's Garrett, buddy. Hello, Garrett.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. I'm wondering about, I know you're trying to get the milk off of the cows. I'm wondering if the cow farmers are owners of animals.
Yeah, of course they are.
Well, and that's what I think, too. I mean, otherwise we have them butchering these cows for our benefit. I know we can't butcher the dogs.
And of their own free will. They could go wherever they wanted.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. All kinds of animals were butchered.
They choose to be butchered.
The chickens stick around waiting for the guillotine.
That's right. Chickens want to be eaten.
That's right.
They want to be slaughtered.
They live to serve me.
Have you ever seen a chicken? Have you ever seen a chicken slaughtered?
Yes, I have, Mike. As a matter of fact, I have.
Pretty nasty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good show.
It's pretty amazing, too.
I saw it once in Wisconsin when I was a kid. My brother and I went to
a little family farm.
Yeah, a farm, and they invited us in to watch.
They really do that running around thing.
They act. They put a big show on.
Mm-hmm.
Said, you want to come in and watch us slaughter a chicken? We said, sure.
And I saw him slaughter a pig one time, too.
I'm just happy that Don's
a single pig that the guy owned, that the farmer owned, and it was not pretty.
Okay, you're the winner there.
It was, and we were skinning it, and as we were skinning the pig, right at the end, it was like one of those reflex muscles in the pig's leg went in like that. And I went, very scary. I didn't. He asked again if I wanted to go down and do it. I never went back. I was reading a story the other day about a family. They had a pig on their farm, and they wanted to name it something so the kids wouldn't get too attached to it, and so the kids would understand that someday we're going to eat this pig.
Name it dinner.
No, they named the pig Spammy. And just as it was about
Spammy.
Time, just as it was about time to slaughter Spammy and have him for dinner, they had a fire in their barn, and Spammy rescued the family dog from the fire. And they kept him alive, and Spammy's life has been spared.
Wow. Is that a Buzz commercial?
What a wonderful,
it's a lovely story.
It's a wonderful story. Thank you, Buzz.
Join Buzz again tomorrow, this time for another Hallmark moment.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Buzz. Okay, listen, enough about that.
Spammy.
Let's clear these lies out. Take a caller number 100. Are you crying, Mike?
Just a little bit.
Sure.
Just a tiny bit.
A prize package we've selected especially for you.
I'm okay.
Caller 100 right now, 1-800. I'm sorry, excuse me, new phone number. 1-877-365-3636. Caller 100 at us, re-okay, dodo.
Spammy.
We'll be back after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Is the Don and Mike Show.
This is absolutely gross. That boy is a P.I.G. pig.
Don't care about my car.
Made fresh daily with brown eggs. The Don and Mike Show.
Righto, let's get a caller 100. On our new toll-free line, hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing? I'm calling 100.
Right, and who is this, please?
This is Jeff from Richmond.
Jeff, thank you for calling us re-okay-dodo. You are the 100th caller, my friend.
Fantastic.
And you have won Wingdings and Wingzings. Wingdings, available at your local grocery deli, but wait. You've also won the very famous Ask Jeeves prize pack, courtesy of Ask Jeeves.
Great.
Jeeves is the world's first internet butler. Got a question? Ask Jeeves at ask.com. And we thank you for listening to the show.
Thanks, guys.
Hold on a second, please. Still heard nothing back from ask.com.
So right.
As we're concerned.
Ask.com, fantastic sponsor.
Ask Jeeves. Listen, I can't believe we're already almost done with an hour of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that I wanted to mention today that we had to take calls about was this.
I put on play a favorite extra trivia.
That's right, trivia.
Trivia.
We're gonna play this week.
The room full of exhibitionists.
Now, based on your response, That will judge how soon we play the game.
Ah, so if we get an overwhelming response,
we'll play tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
And if we have to troll for a couple of days, we'll play on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we're looking for women first.
Yes, no guys. And we don't want to have to keep repeating that. No guys until we get our full complement of women.
Ladies first. First option would be for tomorrow. If you come down and play strip trivia tomorrow, of course, we'll have, you know, cash prizes for first place, second place, and third place.
And it's always a fantastic time. People leaving strip trivia when they've come to the studio mm-hmm. and they play the game, they never have a bad time.
They're happy. Phone number 1-877-365-3636. We will break into the show with bulletins. Excuse me. at any time. How'd you like to come down and see that in person tomorrow, ladies?
Yeah.
I'd be glad to give you a nice handkerchief full of that.
You can see all the inner workings of the show. That's one of the benefits of playing strip trivia.
We need at least six women. At least six.
Minimum of six. We will not accept anything less than six.
Phone number 1-877-365-3636. We'll continue with the show with all the regular stuff we got planned, but on the time when a woman calls to play strip trivia, tomorrow will be the first option. We'll stop everything, and we'll go right to the phone lines.
So, ladies, if you've always wanted to get naked in an air studio, this is your opportunity.
Right. Strip trivia time. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yes, hi there.
Question for you.
Yeah.
Trying to find out what happened to Morris Jones.
Morris Jones was abducted by aliens, sir.
No.
He hasn't been returned. They expect sometime in mid-September you'll see Morris turn up in one of those crop circles in Scotland.
No, Morris Jones actually got demoted on Channel 5.
But why, man? He was good.
I know. I used to go to sleep every night with the reassuring tones of Morris Jones, his giant head, his huge forehead.
Best hair in local news.
Yeah, just pretty hair. But they demoted Morris Jones to the weekend now.
What happened there? Was he sleeping with the manager's wife? I mean, what's going on?
I don't know anything about that, and I think it's horrible that you would say something like that about an anchorman who we revere.
We love Morris Jones on this show.
Mm-hmm. Enough of that. That's horrible. What a horrible thing to say.
Morris Jones, the alien.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the guy they replaced him with?
Yeah. No, I don't. I don't get a chance to watch that newscast.
Gray-haired guy. This guy on Channel 5.
They just slicked it up a little bit, haven't they?
Yeah, well, they're trying. You know, they got the fancy lights in the background and everything. This guy, I'm Mike Landis, and he's one of these guys that talks like this.
Really condescending, and I'm an anchor man.
And he tries to make it sound like he cares when really, you know, he doesn't.
I'm telling you the way it is.
Casey, three people shot to death tonight in Southwest D.C. Let's go there live via Fox 5.
Oh, really? Just a little bit of Ted Baxter in him, don't you think?
Yeah, a little bit, except he's slicker than Ted Baxter.
Right.
And the thing that they do on, Channel 5 that infuriates me more than any other TV news is the way that they set up the follow-up question.
Mm.
When you've got a reporter out there and they go, that's the story, I'm here at Buzz Burbank's house, this is Rob Spiewak, Channel 5 News, and then the anchor comes back and they try to make it look like it's not planned. They go,
right.
Hold on there, Rob, one final thing. We understand that when Buzz originally swapped, it was 20 years ago. Is that true?
Well, and then they go into the prepared spiel that's already taped that they have already rehearsed.
Mm-hmm. It just really annoys me, man.
You know what was great when I used to have the big dish and you could see what were called wild feeds?
Wild.
And you would see the anchor person, not the anchor person, you'd actually see the reporter live at the scene getting ready and many times doing a rehearsal of the opening and also the follow-up question answer, which is hysterical to watch. And, they, you know, they rehearse and they rehearse and they rehearse. And the follow-ups in the local news are moronic a lot of times.
Terrible.
Let me ask you one more question. Looks kind of hot down there. You still hot?
They only do it to give the feeling that the anchor person is involved in the news and is asking a follow-up question.
And once in a while, you'll see an old anchor like Gordon Peterson who will ask a legitimate follow-up because he's curious.
And then the reporter can't handle it.
Totally flustered. Well, I didn't know you were going to ask me that.
Yeah, here's what the reporter says in that instance.
You know, I really did better.
Right. Absolutely, Ken.
You got it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oops, hello. Oh, forgot to turn the telephone on. Hello.
Don.
Yes, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Right.
Hey, this is Dusty.
Yes, hello, Dusty.
Hey, I got a little story for you.
Really? What's the story about, Dusty?
My nephew used to be with the Yuba County Sheriff's Department here in town.
Yes, Dusty.
And he was out one day patrolling, and he saw
an igloo ice chest off the side of the road.
He saw a what, Dusty?
An igloo ice chest.
An igloo ice,
igloo
chest.
Ice chest. A cooler, okay.
Yeah, a cooler. And it looked like it was in pretty good shape. So he stopped the patrol car, backed up.
Dusty, did you do that operation where they, like, punch a hole in your throat, like, with a ballpoint pen, like I saw Joe Pesci do in the movie Casino?
No.
No.
No, I'm a quadriplegic and I'm laying flat right now.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right.
So you got a little dry throat. Is that what it is?
Dry throat.
Dry throat. Okay.
I guess that wouldn't be an actual operation, the moves Joe Pesci put on that guy.
No, more like an operation to dispatch someone, you know, just really trying to take them out.
Right.
But you can do that as an operation, like if a person's windpipe is
in an emergency situation.
You go right down there and put a hole in for an air hole.
Right. I'm ready to do that if you ever need it, Mike.
Thank you. Don, same, right back at you. I think I know the spot. It's right there.
Right here, yeah. Right?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, same on you.
Right there.
Same on you.
Just a little membrane.
Yeah.
Just a little taste.
Insane for the membrane. Yes, Dusty.
So anyway, he backed up, got out of the patrol car, opened up the ice chest, and then I'm in the ice chest with about 25 to 30 Ziploc bags full of severed toes.
Oh, my God.
They were all on ice.
Was the name Spiewak on the cooler?
No, it was just a red and white igloo cooler.
Did he ever find out why, you know, that was that? Was it like some sicko or was it some medical guy or?
Well, what he did is he didn't know what to do. He went back to his patrol car, got on dispatch, called dispatch, and had him send out a tow truck.
Oh, please. Get a tow truck, Mike.
Oh, geez.
Get it.
Oh, man. You know.
Are you really a quadriplegic?
Yes, I am.
And you know, you can.
And you get my sympathy, and I won't be so cruel on you as I would with someone else.
Hey, that is so cruel to us. Oh, my God. Here we are taking it all hook, line, and sinker. Are you happy, Dusty?
I'm happy.
We're happily made,
you
Dusty.
You guys screwed me about 2 years ago.
We did?
How did we do that, Dusty?
On the caller 100.
Oh, really? So this is payback time?
It's payback.
All right, Dusty. I hope you're happy. I hope you're satisfied.
You guys have a good day.
This is probably the only time it's ever really worked out for you, being a quadriplegic.
That's right.
Oh.
It's a good thing you're a quadriplegic right now. Because look at this. You just got a free ride on the Dynamite Show.
That's right. Otherwise, you'd be really mad.
So there's that. Because even listen, I know everybody's wondering, where is the line for Mike and I? Yeah. How low will we go?
Uh-huh. No.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've just seen that right. There is an actual bottom that we will not go beneath.
Right. We'll take crap from a quadriplegic and we won't fight back.
Cool.
There you go. And Dusty's happy.
Thank you, Dusty.
All right.
Goodbye.
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 He's grinning. All happy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. But I just want to say that quadriplegic asterisk can only be used once a day on the show. I don't want a million smartasses calling now.
Yeah.
I'm saying, hey, Don and Mike, I'm a quadriplegic.
And you paraplegics out there, you're open season.
Right.
All right?
No mercy. I've got a girl that wants to do a three-way.
Really?
A three-way.
With you.
No.
With who?
Yeah, me and two girls.
Right, okay. Well, how
girlfriend wants to.
All right, how can we help you, sir?
Before.
Oh, but what do I tell her? I want to do it.
What do you tell her?
Tell her hell yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so you look at this. You've called us, but you've answered your own question.
But what if she says no?
I thought she wants to.
She does, but when it comes down to it, if she says no?
Cross that bridge when you come to it.
Alrighty. So what if she wants to use lots of toys?
Cross that hairy bridge when you come to it.
She's not hairy.
Yes, she is.
She shaves.
No, she's so hairy. Your girlfriend's so hairy.
She's free will bald. She's like Free Willy.
Oh, Jesus.
God.
You got us.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.
Hi.
Bye. See you.
Everybody's getting us today.
Bye-bye.
Idiots, quadriplegics.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, made you laugh. That's the first time anyone's ever made you guys laugh for the joke.
What are you talking about?
No, we didn't laugh at that guy's joke.
Yeah, Mike sure did.
I laugh at every joke.
Play back the tape.
I know, but I've laughed at other
Don't hang up. Don't. You come back here. You come back here.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Sam.
Hello, Sammy.
Hey, I just got back from Foxborough. You know, I was up there for the big game on Friday night.
Yeah, I know that, Sam.
Yeah, and you know, I'd like to thank you, Donnie, because you all gave us a great segue with Mark May and Frank Herzog and all those other great human beings that were at the game with us Friday night.
Don't mention it, Sam. Don't mention it.
You bump into any of your fans up there, Sam?
Well, actually, you know, I did. I have a very good friend that lives up in Foxborough because, you know, you guys was talking about beer.
Who is that?
His name is Ted Kennedy, and he taught me how to drive, Dynamite.
Did he really?
Yeah.
What does Ted say to you when he...
Happened when he killed Mary Jo?
What happened, Donnie?
Well, no, you know what happened, Sam.
Oh, I know what happened.
What happened?
He came up and shoot into the stick.
He sure did. He sure did. Thank you, Sam.
No, thanks, Sam.
Bye-bye.
Speaking of swimming, Sam's trying to swim in a different territory.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, is Jimbo there? This is Angel. Hello. Yeah, I'm with Jimbo. Hello, Jim.
I don't know. You know, ever since we changed the phone number, I don't know what the hell's going on.
It is so strange, but it's a very weird Rockford Files reference.
Right.
Really?
Angel.
That was a Rockford... Oh, right.
Angel
right.
And Jimbo.
Jimbo. Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Man. And that was an impersonation of that guy watching.
Yeah, it was a strong impression.
Hello.
I hope the guy doesn't call back.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
MichaelAnthonyShow.com.
I want to change the phone number back to the old number.
Michael
Hello.
Anthony Show.
Michael Q. Anthony.
The Michael Q. Anthony.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. You know, I'm just living on the hope that maybe a woman's going to remember that about 10 minutes ago we put out the plea for Strip Trivia.
We are now taking calls for any woman who wishes to play Strip Trivia.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I want to get on and talk to Don and Mike.
Yes, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, Don. Mike, what's going on, man?
Hey, Baldy.
I'm talking from Detroit.
Okay, thank you.
Today I was listening to Detroit Air. The guys before you totally ripped you apart today, saying that they're going to kick you off. And last week you guys said you're going to be on this week.
Right. Let's all stop for just one moment and think how little we care about what some disc jockey in Detroit said about us.
You're right, and I don't care.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Good, very good. Then we've done some good here.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
What's going on, then? You guys going to stay?
A goodbye would be... What do you want? What do you want from us?
A biscuit?
What do you want?
I like you guys. I want you guys to stay in Detroit.
We are staying in
Detroit. Yes.
Yes, as you so accurately put it, that disc jockey was bull-essing, but you can't say the S word on the radio.
That's right. I forgot.
Right. Right. Yeah, so this hasn't gone very well, has it?
No. Peace, guys.
Yeah, don't worry. We're not going anywhere.
All right, cool.
Okay, see you. Thank you.
With supporters like that, how could we possibly leave?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oh, great.
Thought that was the woman. I really did. I had that feeling.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, here she is, Mike.
Ah. No.
No?
No, I don't want that. I want to say something else.
What?
Huh?
What?
No, what? No. I want to know how come these people, I'm sitting on 95 waiting in traffic nice and patiently, and these people are going down the HIV lanes with only one person in the car. I want to know where the cops are when you need them.
Oh,
time to get their ass out of Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, because they're important people. They have places to go.
Perhaps
I have places to go, too. But I get on HIV and I get a ticket.
Perhaps it's some sort of medical emergency.
No, there's not 25 people over there with a medical emergency. This isn't right.
Honey, you can't control other people.
Hey, if the dogs can have their rights, so can the people.
He's talking about dogs getting their rights.
Was it a dog driving in the HOV lane?
There was a dog in there. What, do they think that counts as a person?
Right. Okay. Thank you, honey.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
You're so welcome.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.
It's all about tone.
Yes,
it's all about tone. She might have had something. Whatever point she was trying to make.
She lost us as soon as it was. She actually made a valid point. That is a pisser when people drive in the HOV lane with only one person in the car.
Right.
Hello.
I knew it. My wife is dead. Really dead.
Oh, dear.
Oh, is that a William Shatner?
It's a Shatner call.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Let the woman rest.
Oh, my goodness.
Please, for the love of God, let the woman rest.
And she's gone! Why should he let her rest? We haven't.
That's right.
She's been getting a workout for the last week.
She's still awake as far as we're concerned.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, I was wondering if your wife had ever thought about becoming a vegetarian.
My wife is a vegetarian.
She is?
Yeah.
How about yourself?
This has got to be some sort of evil, cruel setup. I can think of no other reason this call would be.
I would say, why? No, I enjoy eating meat.
Oh, okay. Well, it's just getting kind of close to 420, you know, and I'm getting kind of spaced out here, and I just was trying to figure out just why.
Why what?
Why? You know, why all the cruelty to animals and the HOV lane people, just, you know, just...
I'm telling you.
...headed people.
It's the new phone number, man.
Is that it?
How else can you explain this show today?
Dad, I just want...
Goodbye. Jeez.
Goodbye.
It's so weird.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Spammy? Spammy, where is Spammy? Spammy, is that you?
Don and Mike, Uber Alles.
It's strange. It's one of those days. There is no low pressure system anywhere near here, and that is cause for concern.
Hello, Della?
Yeah?
Della, you're calling for?
The strip. Trivia.
Della, I'm so sorry. Finally. It's a woman calling. A woman calling who doesn't want to yell about the HOV. You know Della?
No, not me.
Della's a famous person.
Huh?
Bloody cigar, Della, right?
Oh, I don't say. Is this the woman with the bloody cigar from the Las Vegas show?
No.
Oh, thank God.
Different Della, Mike.
Uh-huh.
Hi there, Della.
Hi.
Hi, where are you from?
Glen Burnie.
Glen Burnie, and you want to play strip trivia?
Oh, sure. I've never played before, but I'll play.
Good. Would you be able to play tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
Yes.
Sure.
Who's the celebrity you think you most resemble there, Della?
I don't know. How
about asking the person in your car?
I'm trying to. He has no answer. Want to talk to him?
Pardon me?
No, we want to find out who the celebrity is you most resemble, Della. That's the way we do it.
She's about 6'1". She's buxom. She's blonde. She's absolutely beautiful.
Buxom, blonde,
beautiful. Okay, we'll take you.
Absolutely.
We'll take you.
Hold on, please, Della. Hold on, please.
Okay.
All right, that's one contestant. I don't know how sure I feel about Della.
Della will be here. Yeah, Della will be here tomorrow.
This is gone!
Hey, you never know. You know something? Those are the women that show.
Right.
Those are the women that show up.
I'm going to put her down as the first contestant.
Why not?
I'm going to put her down.
Blonde and buxom.
One woman.
6'1".
For strip trivia.
All right. Let's say she looks like Gene Kasem.
Let's hope she doesn't look like Gene Kasem.
Yeah, but I'm being realistic, right?
Let's hope she looks a little better than Gene Kasem.
Blonde and buxom.
Let's hope she looks more like the girl that Frank Gifford was banging.
Ah, yes.
I was just looking at her pictures again in Playboy today.
Tony Curtis's wife.
That old Playboy. Tony Curtis's current wife.
Yes.
Right,
yes.
The one you saw at the fight?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, she's fine.
Fine.
She's fine.
Fine as one. Hello, John.
Jesus, what the hell is going on
here? She's so fine, man.
Fine.
So fine.
She's so fine.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, my God.
Yes, hello there.
This is Chris from Sacramento. How are you guys?
Hi, Chris.
Hey, whatever happened to the PV-119 that used to make glorious love to in the beginning of the show?
Oh, this is so tedious when people ask about old stuff that we haven't done on the show, like for 5 years.
But, I was looking through a binder, and I saw the PolyView BB-119. I thought to myself, so I haven't heard about it. And you had a strange love affair with it for so long.
You know, also, beware of callers that are too confident. That's a little warning for all you young broadcasters out there. Just beware of the callers who are too confident.
I don't know if you noticed this or not. We do try to evolve this show a little bit so that we don't do the exact same thing every single day.
Well, some of us fear change out here.
I fear change.
How often do you call?
My first time.
Well,
liar!
No, you call all the time. Come on.
And you I love you guys.
And you listen to the show without your pants on, right?
And just at least
only on Sundays.
Have the decency to give us a rough number of how many times you figured you've called the show.
Okay, this is my third time calling, guys. I won caller 100 one time.
All right.
There's nothing wrong with being fanatical about this show.
Absolutely.
Thank you, my friend.
God with Filner Construction, I love you, man.
Okay, love
you. See you, guys.
All right, see you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, he's a professional caller.
That's right. Three. That's an honest answer. Just tacked on 2 zeros.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
I got a question for you.
Yes?
I'm going to word this very carefully. This show is rather sexually orientated at times.
Oriented.
My question for you, my question for you guys is...
Yes, Pat.
What is it that you guys think about... In order to delay,
Nothing, honey.
Nothing at all.
That's an elevator. That's a nonstop elevator going to the top floor. And nothing derails that elevator.
Is she asking an erection question?
I believe she's asking about when you're going to geesh.
Yes.
Oh, all right.
I have a friend that thinks about dead puppies. To delay it.
Oh.
My husband
can't delay
husband
it, honey.
Pictures himself on a golf course and exactly how he's going to, you know.
You can't delay it. At least for me, when it happens... Forget about it. That's a speeding train.
Well, see, they think about it in order to not think, I mean, not to, you know what I'm saying?
Right, to prolong the exit.
Yeah, they are simply are not being selfish enough.
Bravo.
Thank
I
you.
Agree with that answer. That's right. Men have to be more selfish.
Thank you.
All this delaying thing. Delaying your moment of supreme pleasure to pleasure someone else. So what a foolish guy.
Why delay it? If you're an average man, you've been delaying it all day.
Right, exactly.
You've been waiting all day for that opportunity.
The delay begins as soon as the last time you've reached the...
Correct.
Yeah, that's it.
Correct.
And the delay begins in the waiting period.
What if delaying made it better?
Buzz, I'm just going to turn your microphone off.
Okay.
If you just don't knock it off.
God,
okay.
Man.
Mr. Point Counterpoint.
Bammy.
Animal lover.
And wants more stories.
Hey, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
All right, goodbye.
We're up on a break. And we'll be back right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show. They're 36. They are ready to believe you.
Yeah. I want everybody together to go ahead and say, penis, 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 vagina, vagina, vagina. Come on, y'all, say it.
Penis, 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 vagina, vagina, vagina.
I'm good. Great.
They complete you. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Thank you, Dude Walker. Now, the plan is we get enough women calling, we'll play strip trivia tomorrow.
Yeah, but if we don't, we'll, you know, troll another day and push it back.
But the trolling lines are open on the new 1-877 line. You know, us, we okay, dodo. If you're a girl and you can play strip trivia tomorrow, even if you can't play till Thursday, call us now because, damn it, we're going to play strip trivia week on the show.
We're going to do it.
It's been long enough. On today's show, we do have a guest.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, we pride ourselves on getting just the lamest possible guests we can.
Fantastic.
Today, this guy. Fortunately, he's not coming on the show to sing, although he did send his newest record.
I never held your hand. I never kissed your lips. No,
Mike, this is Troy Klein.
Oh,
the
nice.
Troy Klein Experience. This guy was a Chippendales dancer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he's written a book called Chippendales, The Naked Truth.
Ah, the truth about Chippendales. I've often wondered.
A true account of Tony Klein, a handsome, tall, 28-year-old man experiencing life at an all-male strip review touring the Scandinavian countries.
Is there a photograph of Mr. Klein?
There he is.
Oh, God.
As if the photo was not damning enough.
Right, I know.
You know, just listen to him sing here.
There we go.
think you get the idea. I think you get the idea. He is coming on the show. Hold on, we're not getting that guy.
Is he going to be on the phone?
Well, he wrote the... There's two guys that wrote the book.
Okay.
Well, you know, I hate it when our producer's not around, when he just communicates via the computer.
Where is he, upstairs?
Yeah. You know, he hasn't even come downstairs to the show today. Hello? You know, show started an hour and a half ago.
I know it did.
Okay. Kind of like having you around sometimes.
You miss me?
Just need to have you around sometimes.
Okay, you miss me.
Okay. You just put on the screen.
Right, you're not getting the guy who was singing. You're getting the guy who wrote the book, Joe Bice.
Then why do we have the CD from Troy Klein? Hold on, it says on the... It says, I guess it's written by both of them.
Right.
Chippendale's The Naked Truth by Troy Klein and Joe Bice.
Joe Bice? Is there a picture of Joe Bice?
I don't have a picture of him.
Was Joe Bice a dancer, too?
No, he was not.
He's a professional writer?
I don't know if he's a professional, but yes.
How come we're not getting the fruity singer?
Because he wasn't available. Joe Bice was available.
Is Joe Bice coming into the studio?
No, he's not.
Thank God. No.
At least one thing worked out.
He's on the telephone. All right. Well, we'd rather talk to the faggy guy that sings that song, though. Why don't you work on that, please?
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I have to go. I have a much more important call on this line.
Excellent.
Okay, goodbye, Charlie.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
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 Hi, Don and Mike.
Sounds so young.
I'd like to play some trivia. Don
and Mike. Are you old enough to?
Yes, I am.
How old are you?
19.
That's old enough.
Hey, 19.
That is old enough. What is your name?
My name is Kristen.
Hello, Kristen. Where are you from?
I'm from Burke, Virginia.
Beautiful. Has it always been your dream to play strip trivia?
Oh, always.
Well, you, hopefully, if you've listened to strip trivia, you know there's always a very important question that we ask all of our contestants.
Yes, I do, and I really don't have an answer.
Oh, another disappointment. Please.
I know. I can describe what I look like.
Okay, please do.
Okay, I'm about 5'7", about 130. Pretty built. Decent.
Really? What size?
What size? 34B, but you learn to deal with it.
Okay, so that's all right.
Nothing wrong with that.
And no one has ever said you resemble a certain celebrity.
No, actually, I've asked people that, and I've never been able to find an answer.
All right, this is two separate girls now playing the game, and we don't have an idea who either one of them looks like.
Really, that's part of the whole thing. You don't have to be a dead ringer. You just have to, you know, sort of resemble somebody.
I have no idea.
You know what? Put her down as Christy McNichol, then.
Christy McNichol.
Christy McNichol.
Christy McNichol.
I'll be Christy McNichol.
Okay, can you play tomorrow, Kristen?
Yes, I could.
Beautiful, you're in. Hold on, please. Hold on, my darling.
Very good.
That's two girls down.
Yes.
Four more to go.
Jean Kasem and Christy McNichol will be joining us.
Yeah.
Jerry Reed update for you.
Hello, Don. I'm like, a Jerry Reed update. Yes,
Jerry Reed.
Jerry Reed. Yeah. Has a new album out.
Really, does he?
It's called Old Dogs, and it's already up for the Country Music Award.
I'd love to hear about that, but we have a much more important call on the next line.
Yes, sometimes the floodgates open.
Hello?
Hello?
It's time for Don and Mike. Happening, Mike.
I love it when it happens like this.
Starting to happen. Who is this?
This is Ronnie from D.C.
Oh, Ronnie.
Ronnie.
You're calling for strip trivia, right?
Yes.
How old are you, Ronnie?
21.
21.
21.
Have you heard the game before?
Yes, I have. I'm a little nervous.
No, please don't be nervous. We're here to calm you. Would you be available to play tomorrow?
No, because I'm a guy.
I knew it! I knew Ronnie was the guy. Well, you sure do have a queer voice, Ronnie.
You know, you didn't have to work that hard, did you, Ronnie?
Oh, I'm good.
No, but I mean, you didn't really have to work that hard.
Oh, you got me.
I think. Ronnie, have you ever done any female impersonating?
I hate people.
Ronnie,
I really do.
Ronnie, I need you to answer that question. Have you ever done any female impersonating?
No. No, I haven't.
Really?
I'm really good with voice inflections.
Really? Were you sure?
Voices.
Sure does sound
maybe
like
I'll
a girl.
Try it. I'm a guy.
Look at how happy he is.
He's delighted. I thought at the very beginning, you know, the way to do it, he really gave... Ronnie, give us your girl's voice again.
Hi.
Now, see, you almost look like you tried too hard that time.
Okay, wait. Hi,
Hi, this is Ronnie.
Yeah. The way Ronnie did it, and this is, I shouldn't be telling people how to do this.
You're giving a primer on how to screw us over.
The way to do this is the way he did it. You don't oversell it. You just kind of, you know, you low-key it a little bit. Right, Ronnie?
Yeah, I love you guys, man.
No, I mean, sure you do. Right, Ronnie, in your girl's voice?
Oh, wait.
I love Todd Mike.
Have you ever received anal favors?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. All right. Hold on.
That ought to be happening pretty soon for Ronnie.
Now, of course, I'm afraid to go to the next line.
I know.
I'm afraid it'll be another guy. Hello?
Hello?
Still not sure. I'm a little shell-shocked here.
Oh, I'm a real girl.
Okay.
It's time for Don and Mike.
What was that?
I said, in fact, I've met you before.
Really?
Yes.
Really? Where have you met us?
With the whole the Star Wars thing. When you were doing the Star Wars where you call in and somebody has to show up for the date.
Oh, you mean that you were on one of our Highway Love Connections?
Yeah, I came in with my sister and you called us the Freaky Sisters.
Oh, no, not these girls.
Oh, my God.
All comers are welcome for Strip Trivia.
That is true.
You're right, we have met you. What is your name?
I'm Sarah. You kept calling me Felicity.
Yeah.
Yes, kind of a hippie chick.
Ah, that's me.
Yeah.
Right, and yes. Sarah, how old are you?
I am 21. My birthday's on Friday, and I'll be 22.
21.
Celebrity you think you most resemble, Sarah?
I don't look like a goddamn person.
Now everybody's bailing out on this.
All right, this is a theme.
What do you think I look like?
All right, it's a theme, Mike. It's a theme for tomorrow's Strip Trivia.
I hate this theme. Well, I like to know what celebrities they look like.
Well, we got some mystery going
part
tomorrow.
Of the fantasy.
Who do you think I look like?
I don't remember.
Kind of maybe like a dirtier Lisa Loeb.
I think maybe a little bit of Sarah Gilbert.
Hey. With a little Christy McNichol thrown in.
Yeah.
Now, do you win anything on Strip Trivia?
Yeah, of course. First prize is $500.
Oh, okay. Excellent.
Are you kidding? Yeah.
Bonus party.
All right. Well, you're in. Hold the line, please.
Okay.
We'll see you tomorrow.
All right. What time?
All right. Hold on, please. One of our Time Life operators will get on the line and help you out there. All right. That's three girls for tomorrow.
That's three.
Right.
That's three on our We Don't Know Who We Look Like theme.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Finally,
a rational call. You gotta meet this guy someday.
Click.
He does know when his time's up.
He does. No lingering.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Mike. This is your guy.
It's your guy, Mike.
I think it might be.
Back to back. It's my guy and your guy. There they are, back to back for the first time ever. Our two proteges.
What's in the air today,
man?
Wow, this is like one of the weirdest shows we've ever done.
I know.
But I mean, really, like, certifiable everybody that calls this show.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
And the parade continues.
Of course.
Yes, hello there.
Calling from Detroit.
Of course you are.
Welcome to our nightmare.
Hello.
I just wanted to say, I love both of you.
Love you.
That's great. An orderly will show you to your bed, okay?
No problem.
I just wanted to tell
you. Okay, well, thank you. Love you. Much love to you.
I just wanted to tell you, I wish this radio station up here wouldn't mess with you guys. You're great.
I don't think they're messing with us, sir. Hey, tell me something. Do you like the mysticism?
Oh, yeah. I like the mysticism.
All right, do you?
Yeah. I like the mysticism. I like the mysticism.
I know you do.
Man. I like the mysticism.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I just love it.
All right, well, thank you. Thank you for your support in Detroit.
Okay.
Okay.
Be good, guys.
See you later.
See you later. Go get back to work. There's some holes to dig in your crawl space.
Not really. I got some ice cream to sell.
All right.
Yeah, I bet he does. That's bad. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
It is strange. I mean, really one of the all-time record holders.
I think so.
It's almost a time capsule show today.
Really, it really is.
Hello?
I like to go poo-poo sometimes.
I'll tell you what that was. That's forced.
Yep.
That's not a natural kook calling.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I poo-poo.
No, that's not a natural occurring phenomenon, this call right here.
It's not funny.
I like to poo-poo sometimes.
Not funny.
Poo-poo, caca, poo-poo.
Hello.
Not in my show.
It's a lawyer calling.
Hello.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hi there.
I'd like to talk to Don and Mike about this radio station in Pittsburgh, California.
What about, are we on the station?
Yeah, you are. You're on every day except for Friday.
Mm. Ain't that a bitch.
Well, Pittsburgh, California?
I have no idea. What I don't even know what station you might be talking about.
All I know is it's 9:90 a.m., and we get you out of Sacramento when we can. We're looking forward to you coming to San Francisco, but this station is just strange because they preempt you for all kinds of things. They bleep things that I hear on the Sacramento station, and I chop over to them, and they've blocked it out.
How could they bleep it? We do a live show. You can't bleep stuff out.
Well, I tell you, it just goes dead. I don't know. Well, they're on a few second delay because when I'm listening to them out of Sacramento, I can go over there and hear what just happened a few seconds later.
Maybe they're on an extra delay
because
they don't trust us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now why would that be?
Who knows?
Anyway, well, I just wanted to call and say hi, and I hope you're in San Francisco soon.
We will be. I hope by the end of the week.
Well, great. I'm looking forward to it.
The station is whatever. The station in San Francisco that right now the format is called Young Country on AM and FM. We'll be on those stations, I hope, within a matter of days.
I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Guys, keep it up, and you still got a strange show today.
Right, thanks.
But it's not our fault, though. Bye.
I don't doubt that for a minute. Now, that wasn't forced at all. There's something weird about him.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, it's Greg calling you from Suisun City, California.
Yes, hello, Greg, buddy.
How you doing? I listened to you on the Sacramento station, KH, whatever the heck it is. But
TK.
That guy that called about 9:90, that's
hold on.
KHD.
Okay. All right, hold on. I promise I'll come back to you.
Ah, good.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
It's time for Don and Mike. That's enough.
You're not a guy, are you?
No, this is Anne the Lesbian.
Anne the Lesbian.
All
right. Is this Anne the Butch Lesbian that always gets mad when I call you Butch?
Yes, that's me.
You're the one that wore the white denim outfit?
Right.
Hello, Anne.
Hello again.
You're calling to play the game?
Yes, I'd like to play the game again.
A return engagement.
Yes, indeed. Returning champion.
Lesbians are welcome.
Yes, absolutely.
We do like our lesbians.
We especially our known commodities, right?
We sure do like lesbians.
And lesbians love you.
And I think we've asked you before, but who is the celebrity you most resemble?
Well, I told you Helen Hunt before, but you didn't quite agree. No, it's Christy McNichol.
Another Christy McNichol. There we go.
Okay, that's four unknown quantities on tomorrow's show.
Absolutely.
You know what I look like.
We've seen Anne the very butch lesbian.
Yes, I am not very butch.
You're just very butch.
You're very aggressive.
Okay, I'll buy it.
There you go.
In that way. You're kind of butch.
A little butch.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
A little butch. We'd love to have you play tomorrow. Hold on, please, Anne.
Yay.
Hold on. That's 1, 2, 3... Four girls.
Four. We need a few more. A few more.
Yeah. A few more good girls. Please. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I thought so. We had this is one of your affiliates. We had some callers calling in saying we need a new number for you guys. But it's still working.
What affiliate is this? Who's this?
Somebody you had fun with last week. It's Wichita.
Wichita. Hey, listen.
Am I on the air?
Yeah, I got a bone to pick with you, lady.
Oh, no.
Hold on. This is the receptionist, right?
That prize winner that came in, he just was not very nice. And he...
I know. You told a guy who listens to our show, this guy walked into the lobby of KFH Radio in Wichita. He told you he likes our show, and you said you don't like it.
No.
You shouldn't say that. You're a representative.
I didn't like the look on his face.
So you're saying you said it to him because you didn't like him?
Well, now he's going to come in and say, what in the heck are you talking about?
Well, I think it would probably be better for station relations if you just told listeners you don't like them instead of telling them you don't like
there
my
you go,
show.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
How about I just keep my mouth shut?
Yay!
Yeah,
that would be a first.
Hey, I didn't mean to bother you guys on air, and I have calls coming in.
Listen, here's the phone number, okay?
I will.
Here's our new phone number.
Oh, here it is.
I want you to write this down and give this to every listener that calls in.
And it'll be a lot of them.
All right, 1-800.
Got it.
275-4277. Well, repeat that back, please.
275-4277.
1-800.
Oh, well, you got that.
Okay. 1-800.
That's a given.
275-4277.
Absolutely.
Give that to any of our listeners a call for the new phone number.
Okay.
And we thank you.
Glad to do it.
Bye-bye.
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 Yeah, we haven't checked that in a while. Do you want to check that?
Nope.
Just to make sure it's working okay. Just to, you know, just make sure she's got the right number, because we like our Wichita affiliate. We want to make sure that they're giving out the proper information.
Of course.
It's the best way to handle things, as far as I'm concerned.
Hello?
Welcome, baby, to exclusive backdoor party.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, honey. Get right behind me and my bisexual friends. Oh, and then have it all your way. Yeah. And then ask for what drives you wild. Just ask for ass.
Oh, oops, I gave her the number for 1-800-ASK-FOR-ASS.
Bunny Beehive's going to be in a whole heap of trouble today.
Oh, bye. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi. How's life treating you?
It's the best one yet, I think.
Great, my friend. Thank you.
Terrific program. I got the day off. I'm sitting here all alone, watching it, enjoying it, living it. And by the way, you got to do something to the guy to answer your phone. That guy blows. Whoever you guys have handling your phone.
Hold it. Hello.
He's gone.
And he's gone.
He's gone.
And he's gone. Well, I know you wanted to ask how you could watch the show.
I had to. I felt it was my job.
I know. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. It's Mike in Wichita.
Yeah, hey, Mike.
Hey, I wanted to advise you guys, I wouldn't let the show evolve too much. We'll have to take you off the air here in Kansas.
Pardon me?
What?
I said I wouldn't let the show evolve too much, or we'll have to take you off the air here in Kansas.
Am I lost here?
I think he's trying to say something nice about us and something not nice about Wichita.
Well, about Kansas, because they banned the teaching of evolution.
Got it, buddy.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, Don.
Thank you, sir.
A joke only a Kansas person could understand.
I love Don and Mike. I hope they're laughing loud in Kansas right now. Because in the other 49 countries, they ain't.
Right.
Cities, states, whatever they are. You know what I mean.
Not laughing.
Hello. They're not laughing in the country of Alabama. Hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
Yeah, Don.
Yeah.
I thought you and Mike might be interested. I'm a truck driver. I'm going down the river here, and you might be interested in what I'm looking at here right now.
You know what I'm interested in? I'm interested in having some more girls call us and want to play strip trivia tomorrow.
Well, this girl might be a contender here if she had a phone.
What's she doing?
Oh, let's just say she's trying to acquire some gentleman's relish.
She's trying to what, sir?
Acquire some gentleman's relish.
She giving some guy a moniker?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? And you're right next to him?
Well, they're a little bit behind me here right now. I could slow down a little bit.
Slow down, yes. What road are you on, please, sir?
I am in Pennsylvania on Interstate 78.
I-78. Too bad you're not on I-69. That would be... Hey, you couldn't drive a car if that was happening. You could drive with your feet.
How do you control the accelerator, though?
Okay, you got me there. All right, let him pull up to you. What kind of car is it, sir?
An Acura.
An Acura. Honk your big truck driver horn at them.
All right, hold on.
Did they look up?
Well, yeah, she did. She's kind of covering her face here now.
They're speeding up. We're losing that guy.
Yeah.
He's crapping out. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I just want to say hi to Bob Soderman. That's all. Goodbye.
Okay.
Bob Soderman.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
The Soderman. Not to be confused with the Candyman.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm calling to be on strip trivia.
Are you really?
Are you a guy?
No.
Really? Where are you calling from?
Arlington, Virginia.
Oh. What's your name there, honey?
Is there a guy standing in back of you waiting to grab the phone?
No.
What's your name, honey?
Roxanne.
Roxanne. Roxanne, are you nervous?
A little bit.
Oh, God.
I wish I could trust people.
I don't trust Roxanne at all.
Roxanne, have you heard the game before?
No, I haven't.
What do you think strip trivia involves?
I have no clue.
Who put you up to this call, Roxanne?
Nobody.
Come on, tell the truth.
Come on, Roxanne.
We're trained experts here, Roxanne. Who put you up to the call?
I was put up to the call by this mother great guy. He's crazy.
Man, oh, man. Man, oh, man.
For the love of God, I've been trying to get on all day.
The guy. The guy.
Okay, I remember the good old days.
Right.
When we would have some trouble finding women. We'd have to troll for a couple of hours.
I do have three cows for you guys.
But at least we never had to go through this crap.
They got some big, sloppy cities for you guys.
We never had to go through this garbage to get girls to play strip trivia before.
Thanks, God. I love you.
Jesus. Unbelievable. The office sounds in the background. It's always the giveaway. He's doing. He's got like eight guys in front of him.
Hello.
Great job, Phil.
Hello there.
Roxanne.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. Hello.
Thumbs up.
Have you seen my penis?
Oh, come on. Listen, goodbye. We'll be back after this, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Sports 1140.
How come it took you so long to answer the phone?
Because I was on the other line.
Sure you weren't having a siesta?
No, we're not having no siesta. We're in the city hall.
We're not having no siesta. We ain't got no badges. Honey, listen, you're in the United States of America. English.
Where,
is...
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from America.
Yes, but where?
Where? In Washington, D.C.
And what's your radio station's name?
We are a national radio show. I'm calling you because I'm pissed that El Cenizo has made Spanish their official language. That's a disgrace. You're in America. You got to speak. American has to be your... American is your official language.
English.
American, Mike. American.
Everything is in English. We just speak to the people that do not understand
it. If those people do not understand it, they should get on their burros and go back to Mexico.
Excuse me. I can't understand if you yell at me.
I was not even approaching yelling at you.
Yes, you're yelling.
No, I'm not yelling.
You to talk to me calmly because that's the way I'm talking to you.
All right. I will talk to you calmly.
Thank you.
If your people cannot understand my language, they should get on their burros and go back to Mexico.
No.
Yes.
You have to understand that only because somebody speaks Spanish does not make them an American or any less of an American.
This is America, honey.
And we are counted as two people in one.
Honey, this is one country. This is America. You Mexicans have your own country.
We're so proud of America.
Are you really? Then why are you trying to ruin our language?
No, we're not trying to ruin it.
You have your own country.
People.
You have your own language.
And what we are talking about. And they are learning to speak English. We're not a dumb city. We're not a poor city. We're...
Can you hold on, please? Can you hold on, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, good. Important. Anything, any subject we are on can be interrupted for this.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who is this?
This is Michelle.
Ah, Michelle, and you're calling to play strip trivia?
I am.
And Michelle, it sounds like you're all girl.
I am so female.
100% woman.
110.
Wow. Would you be ready to play Thursday?
I would be.
You would be. How old are you, Michelle?
I'm 27.
27. Celebrity you think you most resemble?
Gosh, you know, my hair is growing out a little bit. It looks like Jamie Lee Curtis. And
Hermaphrodite. I'm sorry, I said hermaphrodite.
No!
Well, you know, Jamie Lee Curtis.
I have a body from the True Lies movie.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You said Jamie Lee Curtis and who else?
I have her body. I don't know who else I really look like.
Oh, okay. Well, Jamie Lee Curtis
is
fine.
My hair's a little bit longer than hers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's A-okay.
Beautiful. Michelle, you're in. Can you hold on, please?
I can.
All right. Thank you. We'll see you Thursday.
Great.
Hey, now we're getting somewhere.
Excellent. Now now it feels like it's turned the corner.
Mm-hmm. Now we're getting somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes, hello.
Do you have glowing neon underneath your car on your low rider?
Excuse me?
You know, in your car, do you have that glowing neon?
You know what?
What?
I want your name.
My name is Senor Donnie. And I'm an American. And I want all your people to speak American.
Oh, really?
They can speak Spanish as their
English.
Second language. English. They can speak Spanish as their second language, but American / English should be their first language.
And why do you say senor or whatever you say?
Senor, please refer to me as Senor Donnie.
Okay, so why do you say that if you don't like Spanish?
Call me by my name. What is?
Doesn't like Spanish, they don't speak it at all.
What is my name? What is my name? My name is Senor Donnie.
No.
Say it.
Tell me your full name.
Senor Donnie.
Tell me your full name. You know, there's the ABC channel right now, right here, listening to you.
Really? There's a TV station there?
Yes.
Put them on. It'll be more coverage than we get here.
Please tell me.
Put them on the phone. Put them on the phone right now.
Please tell me what's your name.
Senor Donnie. Tell me on the line with Senor Donnie and Senor Mike.
I knew. You didn't think you wanted to do that.
You
don't you want your name on TV?
No.
Okay.
If it's true that you have a radio station, you know that you're the lowest radio station I've ever heard.
The lowest? No, we're actually we're on various dial positions all over the country.
We're the highest radio station, honey.
I don't think so.
Yes, I think so.
Talk is.
I think so. Listen, I just want English to be the number one language in this country.
I'm very proud of being an American.
You don't see me going to Mexico trying to get your people to speak American.
Well, let me tell you, they do.
I know they do because it's a great language. But you don't see me down there making it their official language.
There is parts in Mexico that they do speak only English.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's good. That's wonderful. We should annex that part of Mexico and make that part of America. And then we should send you to the other part to go live there.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, because if you would be here with us, you would be proud to do what we're doing.
I don't think so. I like speaking American.
Because, you know, you don't know how to speak Spanish and you're jealous.
Yo estoy enfermo de la cabeza.
Are you like that, honey?
No.
Yo estoy enfermo de la cabeza.
Words.
And you know why I don't have to learn how... You know how come I don't have to learn to speak Spanish? Because this is goddamn America.
No, if you really learn to speak Spanish, you'll say, wow. That's a great language.
All right, let me give you a Spanish lesson right now.
¿Por qué?
Listen to this. I got some Spanish here. Let's see if you know what I'm saying here. Spanish lesson.
Spanish. Spanish commands.
I'm going to give you some commands now, okay? Let's see. I'll show you how good I know Spanish. Listen to this.
That's not you talking.
All right.
That's not you talking.
This is our language tapes.
Listen. Eat me.
Comeme.
Comeme. How you like that? Comeme.
Go call the sheriff so they can listen to this, please. They're out there.
Yes, call the sheriff.
Eat me. Comeme.
Comeme. I'm just trying to learn your official language.
These are our language tapes.
Go. Go get the sheriff. When you get the sheriff, will you speak to him in English or in Spanish?
You know what?
What?
You are being ridiculous because you are just jealous. You're jealous that we know both English and
Spanish. No, I'm not.
And if you knew how to speak two languages, you wouldn't be calling me right now.
We speak actually 14 languages on this show.
We're very fluent in many different tongues.
I'm talking about yourself.
Many different tongues.
You.
Spanish.
You.
Russian.
The one that is talking
French,
to you right now, you. Do you speak English?
Yes. Yes, I speak...
Another language?
I speak 14 languages. You would be amazed at my many tongue techniques.
Really?
Yes.
No, because you have recorders.
How many tongues do you speak right now?
14, Mike.
Recorders. Okay.
Okay, listen to this.
I'm going to find out where you...
Eat and die.
Okay, listen to this.
Where
are you calling from?
Pardon me?
You're going to be in big trouble.
Eat and die.
I'm not going to be in big trouble.
I'm going to find out where you're calling from.
Well, this is a great country. This is the United States of America. It's a free country.
Right. I'm telling you, I don't like the fact that you made Spanish the official language.
And how do you say it's a free country if you don't show it?
It ain't that free, honey.
You're talking real ugly.
I'm not talking ugly.
This is a free country. You said it. So we can do what we want.
That's right. You can say anything to us.
Go back to your country.
Oh, I believe she's gone.
And she's gone.
We'll never meet the sheriff now.
And she's gone. Oh, we missed the chance to be on TV, too.
Oh, man.
Ain't that something?
Well, that was our spirited language debate for the day.
That was great. Mike, we have another bulletin.
Another one?
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hi.
Hello, who's this?
This is Alicia.
You know, doesn't it always work like this? that we beg for 2 hours.
Right.
And we get nothing but guys calling us to pretend to be girls. Then when we lowball it,
mm-hmm.
that's when all the girls start calling.
More the merrier. That's the way I like it.
What is your name?
Alicia.
Alicia, where are you from?
I am from Gaithersburg.
Would you be available to play Thursday?
I sure would.
Fantastic. How old are you?
I'm 29.
Celebrity that you think you most resemble?
Helen Hunt, but with red hair.
Okay.
Helen Hunt with red hair.
Wow.
Yeah. Very exciting.
We got a winner right here.
Mm-hmm.
Winner right here.
29-year-old Helen Hunt with red hair.
Beautiful.
Have you always wanted to play strip trivia?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's the right attitude.
You're in. Hold on, Alicia.
Thank you.
There's no way Alicia's going to turn into, hi, Dynamite.
How many is that now?
Eight.
That's eight?
Up to eight, yeah.
Fantastic.
This is going to be a good one.
Maybe we should play tomorrow. No, we'll wait till Thursday.
I know.
We set it up for Thursday.
He's sure he's tempting, though.
We'll wait till Thursday. We'll be right back.
He's written the book Chippendales, The Naked Truth.
Hmm. Always wanted to know what the naked truth is about Chippendales. No, I haven't.
I'm looking through the book right now, and I'll tell you, it reminds me of that Michael Jackson book, Moonwalker. You know why?
Why?
Look how big this print is.
Look at that.
I could hold this up from across the room, and you could probably read this book.
Dick and Jane.
That's a sign that you really don't have a lot to say in a book where the print is very, very big.
That's right. Yeah, are there any pictures of the Chippendales?
Only the cover.
Well, that's not right.
Right.
I mean, if you have a Chippendale book, you got to put some pictures in there.
Right, you got them online? Okay, here he is now joining us. Here is Tony Klein.
Tony Klein.
Troy.
Troy, I'm Troy.
Troy Klein.
Hey. Hey.
Troy Klein. Is this you, Troy?
That's me.
Hold on, listen to this. Is this your CD I'm playing here?
Yeah.
I never held your hand. I never kissed your lips.
Powerful stuff, man.
Thanks. How you guys doing?
We're doing all right. We got tears.
I just want to listen to your song. I just want to listen to your song for a second, man.
Powerful stuff. I'm twice on the show today. I don't know why I came to work, just to cry.
Anybody ever told you? You remind me of Sam Harris.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
Do you do Somewhere Over the Rainbow?
No, I remember him doing that song. He's very talented.
Oh, thank you. Super.
He's super.
Well, listen, we'll get back to your singing in a moment.
Okay.
And we got both of these things in the press release at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
The book, Chippendales and Naked Truth, and your CD. But they are unrelated, correct?
Yes. Well, the CD isn't actually released. It's just a demo.
So you're kind of sending it out with the book.
Yeah, trying to use the book as a stepping stone to get the music going.
Now, when you say your book indicates that there was some sort of secret behind the Chippendales.
How long were you a Chippendale?
I toured Europe with them. I went on an 8-country European tour with the Chippendales for about 5 months.
Yeah? Did you get a lot of strange?
Yeah, more than my fair share.
Really?
It got pretty crazy.
How many women would you estimate that you had sex with?
Somewhere around 60, I guess.
About 60. Oh.
And that was one tour of Europe?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty...
I'd only been with one woman up until the age of 25, so it's like going from one extreme to the exact opposite.
So when did you get divorced?
Right before, a few months before I went on tour.
Right. So you were freshly divorced for this little Chippendales tour.
And curious.
And they didn't speak English either, right?
Well, Scandinavia speaks pretty good English, but there were several situations, like in Belgium and stuff, where I didn't utter one word to a woman, and just through body language,
And you toured Scandinavia, so you had all those beautiful Scandinavian women?
Norway, Sweden, Denmark.
How many of those Chippendales guys were gay?
There were 17 in our group, and 3 out of the 17 were gay, including my roommate, which is a whole other sideline story in the book.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because growing up in a very conservative religious home, I was obviously very homophobic at the time. And we eventually, after fights and stuff, became friends, and I changed my whole attitude about homosexuals. And
when you say fights, do you mean fist fights?
Yeah, we got in one fist fight on the side of the stage during a show.
Ooh. Really? How did that happen?
Why?
Just tension that had built up, and he bumped into me at the wrong time, and we kind of just like went crazy, and then the bodyguards broke it up. And
well, what is the actual purpose of Chippendales? It's like it's a strip show for ladies, except guys generally they don't show their genitals on the show, right?
Well, it's full nudity, but they don't actually show frontal nudity. You know, they always cover up the Johnson some way or another. But I mean, the show itself gets very graphic. I mean, they do weird things with a banana that we don't need to go into.
Yeah, they shove the dollar bills into your G-strings and all that?
Our shows were for 3,000 to 5,000 women every night, so it wasn't like a strip and tip. Women weren't coming on the stage. It was more a Broadway-style production.
Do you have to have a million-dollar show. Do you have to have a big penis to be a Chippendale?
You have to be hung to your knee. No.
I'm asking that as a serious question. I mean, really. I don't know who was playing. I didn't start laughing until you said that's a serious question.
It is a serious question.
Nobody ever said, let me see your penis.
No one ever said that to you?
No.
Right. But was there an unwritten rule? I mean,
then there's no size requirement.
Yeah, but I mean, if you had like a little potato bud sticking out there, I mean,
they
probably
might tell you to stick a sock in there.
And I mean, I know it's not a gay question, and as a, you know,
I didn't take it as a gay question.
I meant it as a gay question.
No, I was saying this next question. I was leading up to my next question, which may be considered a gay.
You had to notice the size of the guys in the rest of the troop, right?
And where that's a gay question.
Were you on average? Were you all like relatively well endowed?
I really didn't pay that much attention. There was one guy
who
was
kind
of the star of the show, and he would walk around naked all the time.
Mm.
You know, so you couldn't help but notice him.
Gross.
Everybody else, I really didn't pay that much attention to how big their penis was.
Did you get
quite honest with you?
Did you ever chart when you had sex with these women?
Now I feel gay.
Good.
After that, after the way he answered that question, I'm feeling real gay now.
When you had sex, did you ever get money for it?
I was offered money several times, actually. In fact, one lady offered me $500 to have sex with her.
Did you?
She was, like, nasty.
When you were over there...
And I told... I can't say what I said.
No, come on. What'd you say? I can delete it if it's bad.
Go ahead. No, I can't take $500 to have sex with you, but I'll let you pay me $50 and you can give me...
Oh, you naughty boy!
Did you let her do that?
Did you have to censor that?
No, I gave you a ding.
Oh, okay. No, she was highly offended and left.
were there any famous Europeans that you, had sex with?
I fooled around with the Miss Norway that year a little bit.
Really?
Hey, very nice.
Way to go. Aim high.
Very nice.
No, that deserves two dings.
Okay, all right.
Thank you.
There you go. Now, this book about the Chippendales, The Naked Truth, what is it? It's a book about, like, a rollicking party the whole 5 months that you were at Chippendale?
It's like the whole story of my life before and then leading up to the tour and then the tour and all the crazy things that happened. And it's written, Joe Bice wrote it from a really great point of view. It's like all first person, so it's like me speaking and telling the story.
Now, when you say your life up to this, and I don't want you to take any offense here, but I mean, did you do anything of note before being in Chippendale? I mean,
no,
what would make anyone want to read about your life before the Chippendales?
The majority of the whole book is the Chippendale tour, but there's a little, you know, the interesting thing about my life is the fact that I grew up in such a very conservative, religious, sheltered upbringing, and that's what's amazing about the story is, like, you go from one extreme to just the exact opposite instantly, and there's no, I mean, it's just like culture shock, you know.
Did you make a lot of dough being a Chippendale?
Yeah, a lot of guys that were in the calendar were, you know, they were making six figures, and, you know, we had a full-time chef and stayed in four-star hotels, toured Europe free.
This is funny. I picture all you guys coming down, like, with your shirts off and your bow ties, all having chow time, you know, bringing a chef, you know, chef coming out. He's got a chef's hat and a bow tie and his shirt off.
You ever run into any women with really bad feminine odor?
You were in Europe.
few unshaved armpits.
You unshaved armpits. You ever give a woman a favor and later you realize it was a huge mistake? Any of those European babes you were with?
Are you asking if they had, like, vaginal odor?
I think that would probably be accurate.
Yeah.
Well, did they?
I'm sure I must have run into that somewhere along the way, but I tried to forget. If I did.
So you blocked it out. There was a, you know, sometimes.
Am I right, you guys? Is that the biggest turn off for a man there is?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's like instantly flaccid and you just want to leave.
Yeah. That's, we're speaking very honestly with our Chippendale
very
friend here.
That's correct. Now, what do you do now?
You should take note of that.
You're not a Chippendale anymore, are you?
No.
Well, what do you do now?
Actually, I'm marketing this book, trying to get my music going. I cut hair to pay bills. And.
But you're right. You're not gay.
No, I'm not gay.
Okay.
All right, I'll be honest with you. You sound like a very nice guy, and we're glad that you've been so open with us.
Thank you.
This has been a nice little conversation. Frankly, we are positive you're 100% gay after we heard your songs.
Really?
We really thought you were gay.
Sound like Sam Harris?
Yes. Yeah, listen, nothing. We got gay guys on this
Sam
show
Harris
all the time.
Is gay.
Well, thanks for that bulletin.
but
really, the song.
I think it's a beautiful song.
All right, let me give your book a plug before you get mad and you might hang up.
I'm not mad.
Your book is called Chippendale's The Naked Truth by Troy Klein and Joe Bice. And I'm guessing it's what? Is it like on Amazon.com?
You can find it at Borders.
Right.
Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com. Yeah.
Oh, listen, here's a website, www.chippendales.net. That's
actually, just got a letter from Chippendales telling us to quit using that name.
Oh, did they really?
That anymore.
All right, let's give you an instant critique on your song here.
Okay.
Now, this is the first cut.
What's the title of this song?
Tall, Beautiful Woman.
Tall, Beautiful Woman?
Is that how you really sing, or are you putting that on? You're right, it was good.
That's how I sing.
We're very honest on this show. You know that. We're brutally honest on
this. Now, are you playing the piano on this?
No.
No.
Okay. All right.
Gay.
No.
All right.
Okay.
Now, what else is on that CD? Are there any other cuts?
Oh, there's a second cut, Mike.
There is a is that a little more rocky?
No.
Is that the Rainy Day song?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's preview the Rainy Day song.
It's the sound of rain. Feel free to give us any background on these songs.
Well, I'm just curious, because it's a soft, beautiful love song, you assume it's somebody gay singing it.
No.
We're not homophobes.
There's a long lead in here. I can speed it up a little.
This sounds like a little new agey.
A mix between jazz, little jazz, little R&B.
Where's the R&B?
Well, it comes up at the end during the crescendo.
Oh, the crescendo. Okay.
All right.
How long is the intro on this baby?
Right now.
Oh, man.
We're just having fun.
Are you guys laughing just because I sound so much like Sam Harris?
Yeah.
Yes, we can't get that.
Yeah,
you know what? Sam Harris is a very talented singer. With
oh, sure he is.
Not have
right.
To do with it.
I know.
Sam
absolutely.
Sam Harris is a major talent.
He is.
You're right about that.
We agree.
Listen, your book is fantastic.
You know, I'm so glad that that amuses
you. Incredible!
We like to have fun on this show.
I know you do, and I want you to have fun.
That's good. And you know,
hey, anytime you want to have fun at my expense,
we're not having fun at your expense.
Come on,
I don't even take that personally at all.
You know, the bottom line is, don't worry about the CD because that book with that cover is going to sell a gazillion copies.
All right, now listen. Hold on. We do have lots of gay men who listen to the show. And one of them is our good friend named Homo Joe.
Homo Joe, is he calling?
He wants to say something to Troy.
Now, Troy, this is a legitimate homo guy that we have here.
Homo Joe.
Hello. Homo Joe here, Dynamike. How you doing?
Hi, Homo Joe.
He's so dreamy, I'll tell you. He could be gay.
He could be gay. What do you think of the music?
I think it's nice. It's very, it's a nice subtle music, like dinner romantic music.
See?
Now, every gay guy wants to believe that every other straight guy is gay.
Well, I know straight guys already, so I know.
Oh, my. All right,
all they want to do is convert us.
That is convertible. Just listen to that voice. It's very nice and calm.
So, Joe, do you think this guy has gay potential?
That's probably why he got in that fight. The guy probably got too close to his butt on stage there. You know?
Oh, my God, Joe.
He probably had some potential, though, maybe.
Okay.
All right, thank you, Joe.
All right, talk to you later.
Thank you for checking in.
That's Joe with his 2 cents.
That's our friend Homo Joe. But don't be offended by that. Every time we have anybody on the show, he calls up to say that he thinks that person's gay.
Absolutely.
I'm not offended at all.
He thinks everybody's gay.
Well, that's right.
Homosexuals are great people.
Okay, you had your awakening on that subject before. You were homophobic before that.
I love all people. All people are people.
As do we. Well, listen, the name of your book, Chip and Dale's The Naked Truth. Lots of good stuff in this book. Lots of dirty stuff. Lots of X-rated language. And it's Amazon and Borders and everywhere else. Chip and Dale's The Naked Truth. And which will happen first? Will this book skyrocket to the bestseller list? Or your album shoot to number one? Which will happen first?
I think the book will shoot up to number one.
Right.
We'll get made about my life. And in the movie, there will be a soundtrack. And, of course, I'll be singing on that.
There it is. You have it in perspective.
Good. Thank you. Troy, I'm sorry. Thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Good luck with the book, Troy.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, I give him credit for hanging in there.
Yeah.
You know, if he was here, he would have tried to kick our ass.
Do you think a guy sings like this could kick our ass? I bet Rob could beat this guy up.
The rain must fall.
I think he could kick our ass.
Yeah, I really do.
What's all this?
Yeah, keep playing it. I'm beginning to think I'd like him to kick our ass.
I wouldn't send a CD out with a book. I think of two separate projects.
Well, once again, we disagree. Because I would not only send the CD out, I would add Somewhere Over the Rainbow to the CD.
Subway!
Oh, Christ. Oh, lovely little mood music. Okay, please.
That's the worst. And you know, he's kind of like Gomer Pyle in that he talks like this.
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
Things like this.
Whoa!
You know, I can't help when somebody sings like that. It is kind of like listening to a cartoon. You know, it's kind of like, you're doing Sam Harris and he's Krusty the Clown. Oh, well, it's a good book.
It is.
It's a good book. We'll be back after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Fox 1140.
Here's trivia. Thursday's episode. We haven't talked about this for a few minutes, but those lines are open.
Yes.
At 1-877-365-3636. A brand new toll-free line. We're just looking for girls right now.
Just the ladies. We need a few more.
We're going to be playing on Thursday. We'll get some more ladies today, some more tomorrow. And then we'll troll for the guys towards the end of the show. And then Thursday.
Bingo!
The big, sweaty return of strip trivia.
Fantastic.
Now, before we go to news and comment, we got just enough time for one of our patented 60-second interviews.
Excellent.
And, of course, I have a few stories here. We'll go through and you tell me which one you like.
Very good.
We have something about Blair Witch.
Mm-hmm.
That the producers of the Blair Witch Project will soon be adding a disclaimer at the beginning of the film in support of real witches. The reason is lobbying by a practicing witch and attorney who claims, of course, that the movie makes witches out to be bad people. We have the witch's phone number.
Yeah, especially when you see that guy's guts.
Then the second story we have is Dentist to the Stars.
Okay.
Larry Rosenthal.
Mm-hmm.
Among the stars whose teeth he's worked on, Michael Bolton, Donald Trump, and the Giffords.
I'd love to find out who has. Oh, you know, that's almost a slam dunk.
The Giffords sent him an autographed photo in which Kathy Lee wrote, "You do great work." Cody, as you can see, signed his little Cody name here.
Right.
And Frank Gifford wrote, "Thanks for the great choppers."
Yeah, yeah, and I'm sure his. You got to call the Giffords dentist.
Just let me give you the third one.
Okay.
Okay. The third one is a guy that has a Dukes of Hazzard museum.
Well, you know what's going to happen? We're going to call the dentist for Kathy Lee, and then we're not going to get him because it's past dentist hours, and we're going to probably have to call the Dukes of Hazzard. And then maybe we can talk to the witch.
You know, maybe we should just see if we can book the witch.
Yeah.
Like for a whole segment.
Sure.
Because she'd be the one who'd have to talk to for more than 60 seconds, I think. Yes, hello, is the doc there, please?
No, he won't be in school tomorrow morning at 8:30.
Yes, hi, this is the Don and Mike radio show. We're on the radio right now.
How are you?
All right.
Hi, we were referred to Dr. Rosenthal by Frank Gifford, who told us that Dr. Rosenthal gave him great choppers. We were interested in getting some big white fake teeth. some big piano keys.
Does Dr. Rosenthal do the real big white wide ones like Regis?
No.
Does he do
the
other
answering one? Service.
We'd like the Jack Lemmon model, if possible. Has Donald Trump been in the office?
His wife has.
Oh, really? Which one?
I don't know.
You don't know.
No.
You have the Ed McMahon model.
It's like the Ed McMahon special. That's where the doctor pulls all the shards of teeth that are left.
Do both of the Giffords have totally fake teeth?
I think so. I don't know.
Really?
I'm fine. I don't know. This is just the answering service.
All right. Well, listen. Please leave a note for Dr. Rosenthal. Don and Mike called.
Looking for some nice pearly white hubcaps.
We're looking for some fake choppers. Okay?
Okay. Do you have a number?
Do I have a number? Yes, I do. It's 1-800-275-4277.
Okay.
Could you repeat that back, please?
1-800-275-4277.
That's right. That's our number. We have 1-800 ask for us.
Okay.
Tell them we want 32 nice dinner plates.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I thought she was simply charming.
She's very nice.
Wonderful answering service.
Well, the Giffords both have fake teeth.
The Giffords are having a baby.
Hey, listen, we will save the Blair Witch for another day.
Very good.
Maybe on tomorrow. Robbie, see if you can book her for tomorrow's episode. Yeah. That would be a good one, not the cold call.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do try to call the guy who has the Dukes of Hazzard Museum.
Fantastic.
Okay, guy's name is...
Luke Duke.
Guy's name is Ben Jones. Mm-hmm. Cooter.
Yeah.
Now, was he actually on the show, Dukes of Hazzard?
Yeah, congressman? He was a congressman for a while.
Right.
He's no longer, but he was the grease monkey. He was the mechanic that made the General Lee so fast.
Hey,
Cooter.
But this guy was actually on the Dukes of Hazzard.
Yes, he's an actor and a congressman.
He was Cooter, Don. He worked on the General Lee.
That's right. Cooter.
A lot of you would be shocked to know that there actually is a television show I've never seen.
You never watched Daisy Duke?
Never watched the Dukes of Hazzard.
He was fantastic. Uncle Jesse? Who was also head of the Darlins family on Mayberry.
Mm-hmm. I hated the Darlins on Mayberry.
Uncle Jesse. He sells Uncle Jesse's apple cider at this shop.
Really? You're a fan of Dukes of Hazzard?
Well, I did a little research on this place, as a matter of fact.
Why is that?
Well, I was going to do a story about it.
Ah! Stole your story. I love that.
You scooped me.
I love that. Love taking that material from Buzz.
The General Lee. Cooter.
The name of the place is Cooter's Place.
Mm-hmm. Cooter's Place. Fantastic. What part of the world is it in?
Sperryville, Virginia, near the Shenandoah Mountains.
Oh, my goodness. A beautiful part of the great state of Virginia.
Right. Hello, Cooter.
Breaking one. Might be crazy, but I ain't dumb. Crazy Cooter coming at you. Hey, y'all. You've reached Cooter's Place in Sperryville, Virginia. We're open Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 11 in the morning till 7 in the evening. So I hope you come by and see us. And if you got a message for us, please leave it when you hear the beep, and we'll get back with you. I'm down and I'm gone.
Cooter!
Hello, my name is Ken Stevens, and I'm the general manager of radio station WJFK in Washington, D.C. I'd like to plan an all-day trip for my sales staff to come visit your museum. I think it would be great for morale. We're all huge fans of the Dukes of Hazzard.
Mm-hmm.
And here's my sales manager, Alan Linewand.
What we'd like to do is get a group rate for 30 people. If we could get a group rate for 30 people to come down to the Cooter Museum thing, we'd really appreciate that. So if you could call me in my office, this is Alan Linewand, call me at 1-703-691-1900. We'd love to hear from you, Cooter.
We're with CBS Radio. If possible, we'd like to just rent the museum out for a whole day.
We're Cooter crazy.
Absolutely. We'd love to do it. It'd be a great recreation and sales tool for us. Good motivation. Okay, hang up now, Alan.
Goodbye.
You even gave out that real number.
Good.
Hello, Cooter.
And was that the first time you've ever seriously done Alan Line 1?
Yes. Yes, it was. You guys are great.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Gone. Hello, Mike. How you doing?
Hello, Dennis.
Hi, Dennis.
Hey, Gone.
Yes.
I was listening to your conference meeting yesterday.
Yes.
And I was wondering, can I challenge you to get in the golf?
Hey, what an original idea. Way to take an idea from one of the other shows, Dennis.
Okay. No, Dennis.
Okay.
No, I don't want to play you in a game of golf.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought maybe, you know, you could laugh at me when I swing the club.
Somebody's thinking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dennis.
Uh-huh.
Dennis.
I'm thinking too much.
You're what?
I'm thinking too much, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Dennis, aren't you doing the bus trip to King's Dominion?
Oh, yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I'm up and ready for the bus trip and anything else you have for me.
You know what it is? It's that 1998, going into 99, was really the year of Murphy.
Absolutely.
Oh, and now...
Constant, nonstop.
Now, you know, listen, we are kind of moving on, Dennis. You're still a part of things. We still love you, buddy.
It's okay. Got to be natural, you know. It's got to happen natural. You know that thing.
Well, do you want to see my highlights?
Your highlights of what?
I got the video of the 11 o'clock news.
Bring it to the next Vegas style show.
Oh, well, I thought maybe you can, get some audio out of that tape.
You're doing a lot of thinking, aren't you, Dennis?
Oh, okay, Mike.
Yeah, okay, Mike.
Okay, Mike.
Okay, Mike.
Okay.
Okay, Mike.
All right, Dennis. Just leave the driver to us. We need you. We'll call you, buddy.
Okay.
How's your website going?
Don't ask.
Why?
What's the matter? Did he get ripped off again?
No. I think last week and now it's going to be new and improved.
Were there some problems with it?
Dennis,
can I ask a favor?
Yeah.
Remember last time we don't start sentences with no?
Oh, okay. No, there was no problem.
You started it with no again.
You did it again.
No.
You did it again.
You can't start a sentence with no, and you can't say the thing is.
Yes, there was a problem, but I got rid of Shane, and now I have a new guy.
Okay, so Shane is no longer in the equation.
Oh, no, because...
You started with no. You answered me with no again.
Oh, my God.
Actually, you know, he was answering your question.
Yes.
You said is Shane in the equation, and he said no.
No.
Oh. No.
Right. But it's going to be new and improved, and hopefully there will be quick on my parachute of my skydiving event.
Fantastic.
Okay, Don.
Okay.
I'm going downhill, ain't I?
No, you're not, Dennis. You're not going downhill.
Oh.
You know, it's
you're
so hard.
As strong as you ever have been, it just happens naturally.
You know what this is like? This is like when a ball player, you know, a great ball player.
Here comes the real cruelty.
When a great ball player just doesn't know when it's time to quit.
A good play, dude.
I'm thinking of, okay, I'm going to give you an analogy right now.
Yeah.
How many of us remember the great Johnny U?
Yeah.
When he had the San Diego Chargers uniform on. Couldn't complete a pass to save his life. A poor, pathetic, half the man he used to be. Because Johnny Unitas didn't know when to bow out gracefully. What about Willie Mays, the great Willie Mays, playing right field for the New York Mets with a friggin' ball hit him in the goddamn head because he couldn't see anymore? That's right. You know who did it right, Dennis?
What?
Mr. Michael Jordan. He did it right. Went out on top.
Went out on top.
Dennis, right now you're entering your fat Elvis years.
Well, I am fat, by the way.
All right, Dennis, I want you to think Gretzky. Think Elway. Think Jordan.
Or you could change things, Dennis, and think the natural. Remember that Roy Hobbs?
Roy Hobbs.
They thought he was washed up, but then, you know, he hit the lights.
Hey, I still have some life.
All right, Dennis.
Thank God.
I'm thinking Johnny Unitas wearing the Chargers uniform, though. It was a pathetic sight. Most people don't want to remember the great Johnny U that way.
Okay.
All right, Dennis.
On that note.
And don't forget, Dennis, you know, you're still very much a part of the show because Buzz is very excited about having you at his house. The season ended today. You'd be my guest.
47-47, Dennis.
Hey, that's cool.
Yeah,
I was sick to that television the whole weekend watching Sosa and McGuire.
Right. Remember, Dennis, you are the backbone of the biggest bet we've got going all year long.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you. Okay. On that note, I think you want me to get off the phone graciously.
Oh, yeah. Right on.
And I guess you all have a good day.
You have a pleasant day, Dennis.
And, Doug?
Yes, Dennis.
I'll be over at 8 o'clock.
Okay. I'll see you then.
Bye. Oh, God. I'm going downhill, guys. Okay.
Shook him up a little bit with that Johnny United speech.
Yeah.
You can tell he couldn't hit the cradle. You know when he can't hit the cradle, he's, he's thinking, well, we calmed him down talking about the bet.
Yeah.
You know, come on,
Frank. Two words, Dennis. Barry Sanders. Hi, Buzz. It's time for news and comments.
Hi, Don and Mike.
What is your lead story tonight?
Well, tonight, of course, the latest on one of the world's biggest earthquakes.
Right, earthquake. In the news. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. Don and Mike.
Don and Mike show. That was very...
No, the thing is professional.
This is the Don and Mike show. This is the Don and Mike show.
When my time on earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my ass.
You don't care about my car.
God damn it. The John and Mike Show.
Hi there, Buzzito.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, the United States has sent a couple of expert rescue teams to Turkey to help in the aftermath of one of the world's deadliest earthquakes. Listen to this.
Sorry, you just did a post there.
I know, and a good part and a good song, too. But the numbers have gone up since you last heard about this. More than 2,000 people have died. 10,000 have been hurt, and more than 10,000 others are still missing or trapped in the rubble. President Clinton says we have to do whatever we can to help this very good ally. Mike and I were just talking about this in the hallway.
Were you having a little news chat?
They were less than, Turkey was less than enthusiastic about helping the NATO operation.
Who's the country?
In Turkey.
Goodbye, Turkey. My turn it will be in touch.
Jerry Reed.
Almost
a buzz. Yeah, I was saying a buzz in the hallway. Turkey was one in the coalition with Kosovo. They weren't, they were like the French in a lot of ways.
Well, they're kind of neutral?
Yeah, I thought so. They're a NATO ally, but they didn't like the side we were taking in the Kosovo conflict. But
well, screw them. Let them dig out themselves, then.
President Clinton says they are a good ally.
Here's a shovel.
I think he's looking toward the future, you know, trying to nurture a relationship there. A couple of rescue teams, one from Fairfax, Virginia, the other from Dade County, Florida, we're told will be there in time to rescue people who've been trapped. And by the way, they don't have the Red Cross in Turkey. They have the Red Crescent. And American money, I'm told, is already on its way there.
There's a problem right there.
Mm-hmm. Right off the bat.
I got a thought about the Red Cross. Mm-hmm. The other day, I was driving, I don't know, it's some suburb close to where the station is.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of an affluent suburb, mm-hmm. Okay? Out by Virginia, Oakton, Virginia, I think I was driving through. I'm looking for a 7-Eleven.
Mm-hmm.
And I see, I go through this little part of town, and there's a 7-Eleven, and there's a grocery store. And then there's a fire station.
Right.
And I see in front of the fire station is a Red Cross Humvee.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, Red Cross, donations, help out people in trouble.
Right.
Why do they have like an $80,000 automobile? And if they need that type of stuff to get through like forests and stuff like that, why is it sitting in Oakton, Virginia?
Because I was visiting friends. I had to see my friends, and I wanted to show them the new Humvee. And yes, I do drive through the forest when I'm getting people out of trouble.
And they do have expert rescue teams that are based here, and they use those vehicles usually in hurricane damage.
Isn't that kind of an expensive car, though?
I'm sure it
is.
Could you just get a nice Blazer or a Jeep Cherokee or something?
Not to get over hurricane rubble. I don't think so. I think they need it.
Really?
Yeah, they're a good group.
Oh, it's an extravagant. I'm not doubting that the Red Cross is a good group. I'm just saying it's an extravagant car, mainly driven by guys like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's extravagant when it's driven by guys like Arnold Schwarzenegger, but when you actually cut right to the chase, it's a specifically designed military-type vehicle to get over, like, disaster
rubble.
That's what it's made for. Mm-hmm. Like, to go through bombed-out buildings and that. That's
lots of bombed-out buildings in Oakton, Mike.
It's based in Oakton. It's when they go down to hurricane-damaged areas, tornado-damaged areas. That's when they use it. Mm. They have to have a base of operations.
Just say, you know, get them a nice Jeep Cherokee.
Jeep Cherokee. You won't go through the damage.
That's all I'm saying.
You're just trying to save money.
Yeah,
you're being just like your wife now. You're fighting till the death. You're fighting to the death right now. You're going down swinging just like your wife. And then you can have another one when you go home.
All right, I forgot about
the other thing.
Oh, I forgot about
you have that waiting for you.
Thank you.
Real tough. I tell you, it's tough defending the Red Cross, man. So tough.
I've got no bone to pick with the Red Cross.
Sure, John.
As an organization. They're fine.
Right. Of course.
You know, just listen, have you heard of a Hyundai? That's all I'm saying. You know, get yourself a nice, reliable Toyota.
And then you can go down and see those people and say, the reason we weren't able to get you out of the rubble, because you bought that Hyundai.
Oh, listen, a Jeep Cherokee can get through rubble. Really, a Humvee is just expensive, man.
Yes,
money. Too much money for the Red Cross.
The U.S. Army is evacuating.
What I really thought. I swear to God, that's what I thought. I got pissed.
I know, that's why I'm laughing.
Why does the Red Cross have a Humvee?
Get over rubble, because nothing else will do it.
Right, there's tons of rubble out here, Buzz.
No, their rescue teams are headquartered here, and they visit hurricane devastated areas.
La, 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 la.
Well, listen, along
la,
he's
la,
going
la,
right
la,
down to the death.
I know.
All right. Okay. The U.S. Army.
Sorry I brought it up.
No, it's okay. They need something to transport the dogs and their caretakers.
Okay.
That's it. The U.S. Army is evacuating a Pacific island where chemical weapons are usually destroyed, taking no chances with Hurricane Dora on the way. All 1,100 military and civilian personnel are being taken off Johnston Island to Hickam Air Base near Honolulu. And just when they thought it was safe to go back to school, students at Columbine High School...
Why do you have trouble with that?
2 days in a row, bud. You know, and I'm so embarrassed about that, but I did that yesterday. I've had trouble with this for reasons I can't explain.
Since
the day this story broke back in April. Columbine.
Do you have any stories about the rebels in Columbia?
No, I don't. No.
Colin Quinn.
Right.
Isn't that the guy's name?
Colin Quinn.
Comedian type?
One of the questions on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Was about Colin Quinn?
Yeah, do chronologically when each cast member joined Saturday Night Live. That was one of the taxing questions last night.
I got to watch that show tonight.
Yeah, please do. Yeah. Please do, because I really feel we didn't do that justice. You got to watch that show.
Enjoy.
Students at that high school in Littleton, Colorado.
What is that high school, Buzz?
That's Columbine High.
No?
Columbine High.
Columbine!
Yeah. I don't know what it is. Today they went to school, the kids were back again today, and they found swastikas painted in some restrooms and scratched into the brick of an outside wall. Students with guns 4 months ago openly admired Adolf Hitler, so that was a spooky reminder for the students.
What, were those new, or did they just not clean them up?
No, brand new. Just painted on in the last 24 hours.
You're kidding me.
No, not kidding. Just in the last 24 hours, spray-painted swastikas in the restrooms and scratched a swastika in the brick on the outside of the school building.
Good security system they put in.
Yeah, way to go, guys, with all that money. What a bunch of media-hyped crap. Mm-hmm. I mean, why don't they just tighten up that school a little bit?
Yeah.
President Clinton today unveiled some public service announcements he made for TV, urging Congress to pass gun control laws and telling parents to talk to their kids about school violence.
They shouldn't be worried about whether what they saw in Littleton or Conyers or with that young madman in Illinois and Indiana, or at the Jewish Community Center in L.A.
So many madmen.
Them. That's what they shouldn't worry about. What they do.
I'm so horny.
Me so horny, but she is looking for a house in New York. Time for daddy to play. Time for daddy to play. Don't have vacation for me. Yeah, go up Westchester County, New York. It's nice. I won't be able to make it this weekend because I've got to go... jogging.
Yeah.
And from our only in Mississippi department, a Jewish boy in Gulfport has been told he can no longer wear the Star of David to his high school.
Incredible!
Other kids wear crosses, but the school board in Gulfport, Mississippi says the Star of David could be interpreted as a gang signal.
Incredible!
Okay, this is ridiculous. I'm out, Buzz.
You gave us all the stories of just trying to make us mad.
Right. Right. Well, here you go, Buzz. You did it. We'll be back with more news and more comment right after this.
This is the toll-free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Gary, tough decision by you guys. I know it's something very painful for you to have to make, but Robbie touched on what was going on with him and the bike and what the problems were. Talk to me specifically about the ramps and why that would be a problem with all the weather conditions we've had.
Well, the fact that they've been frozen all night was a real problem for me.
They are the hair in your eclair, John and Mike.
Good trivia Thursday.
Yeah.
Our lines are still open. Call us at Us Re OK Dodo. That's the new line. We're still looking for girls. We have 8 confirmed. Trying to go for a record. As many girls as possible play a strip trivia.
Fantastic.
We'll do it the rest of today's show, then into tomorrow's show. Then we'll solicit for guys late in tomorrow's show.
Good.
Strip trivia Thursday. Now, back to Guy Birdley.
There were noxious fumes in the Senate's cafeteria here in Washington yesterday.
What kind of fumes?
Noxious fumes.
Noxious fumes.
About 50 people.
Columbine.
About 50 people were evacuated. 9 cafeteria workers went to the hospital.
Oh, my God.
They had headaches, stomach aches, vomiting, and yes, diarrhea.
Diarrhea.
One lady passed out from it.
Wow.
Nobody was seriously hurt, though. The cafeteria lady said it smelled like a gas leak. The official explanation, a bag of onions. Quoting one of the ladies, onions do not smell like that. 5 women are suing Federal Express for sexual harassment, according to the Washington Post. Paper says the women want $17 million.
A tidy sum, Mr. Biggles.
Yes, MB.
After they say a manager in Gaithersburg, Maryland, sexually assaulted or molested them over the past 2 years.
Come here, look what I got under this package.
There he is. They say the manager disciplined them after they complained about him.
That was the sound of a manager.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
here he is again. They say 2 other FedEx supervisors discouraged them from complaining as well. FedEx has no comment except to say that it's well known as a good place to work.
You know, that
was Ken saying, don't worry your pretty little head about things.
This year's Miss America pageant will
hit a body like that.
No, I don't. And I don't have to take it anymore.
You know,
The Miss America show this year will feature less of what you don't like about the show.
Really, what's that?
There will be fewer performances in the talent competition.
Excellent. Good. Are they going to go topless this year?
Not quite, but they're edging toward that. Ratings, they had to. Ratings have nosedived in recent years for the Miss America pageant. Now, to fight this, the organizers have loosened up the rules in the swimsuit competition.
Mr. Burt Parks.
Thank you. You guys deserve a round of applause.
Your ideal.
Just wait until they really loosen it up.
Miss BJ. Miss Wyoming. Miss Anal. Miss Pennsylvania.
You know, I think they do have competitions like that. They're just not under the headline Miss America.
Miss America, right.
I think we're going to see some high-cut suits and some low-cut suits this year. They've relaxed the rules. The only thing the girls can't wear now are thongs or spring bikinis.
Miss Carriage Ideal.
I had to say it.
The organizers are also trying to cut out what many believe are the most boring parts of the show.